about it.
Don't even.
Okay. I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. Nobody wants to be here. But we'll do it. You know, we'll do it. We'll go through the motions. I can't promise a good time, a fun time. Joey C has to be asleep by now, right? Chip Galloway says, I stayed awake. Ew. Ew, so did I. I watched TV. Fun fact, people who consume pork on a regular basis are far less likely to explode. Is that sexual? Is that in a sexual way? Sexual time? Joey C has to be asleep. I can't. I got a Fearless sent me a video. And by the way, you know, I told Fearless was cutting together. Fearless cut together, like, she spent 20 hours compiling this Steel Toe stuff for a video I'm making. And she told me she spent 20 hours on it. And I was like, you got to stop. I cannot afford to pay you for 20 hours of work. I'm not trying to hire people part-time. Everyone, I can afford a couple hundo. That's my budget for video clips. Jesus Christ. And then they're always like, I like doing it. It's fun. It's like, I can't be paying people for 20 hours of work. I feel bad, but no, I'm not here to, I can't be adopting children in other countries. I can't. Anyway, she said go to this timestamp. 56:15. 56:15. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday, low-key Thursday. Let's keep it right. Let's keep it tight. No. Sorry. This is very unorganized. You know, usually I wake up around 2:30 and I'm getting ready for the show and organizing. No organizing today. We just have leftovers. I hope you're hungry. Only leftovers. Lou and Kai.
Lou and Kai.
It's mornings with Lou and Kai. I've been at the factory all night. Are you guys gay? I work graveyards. I need you. Are you poor? Falling asleep trucking. Thanks for coming alive. Put that in your log. Make sure you put that in your log. Almost fell asleep. We have 38 people watching. That's how... I mean, these are Chad Zumok football show. I'm kidding. Yeah, it's 7. Did you hear? Chad had 7 people after an hour on his stupid football show. Chip Galloway, thank you for the show. Get yourself half a McMuffin with this. It'd be a while, but you know... the economy. Love you, boo. It'd be a while. It'd be a while. We should do the McMuffin thing again. I could have a McMuffin. Every time I think, you know, every time I don't have a McMuffin for 8 months, then I'm like, I bet a McMuffin would be tasty. And then I think about it for like 7 minutes. I'm like, ugh, a McMuffin?
Gross. Gross.
Did you guys hear the Joey C AI we came up with on the last? It's awful. It's really bad.
Major A, our voices suck so bad. You go here and there and say this and that, but you're nothing. You think it's funny to streamline these digital elements on your onion page. Your onion page stinks, Melton. It stinks, I tell you.
It needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of work. Anyway, we're here. We're doing it. We're early or late, depending on how you want to organize your life. Did you see this video of Lou? Oh, my God. Can you believe it? We're doing it. Full disclosure, I almost went to bed, and I was going to set it to 10 a.m. It's 2:45 a.m. I was like, I'll come on at 10 a.m. and go until MLC. Yeah, that's what I said. It sounds like Starbucks ambassador met in a mashup with Joey C, right?
Melton, Major A, our voices suck so bad. You go here and there and say this and that, but you're nothing. You think it's funny to streamline these digital elements on your onion page. Your onion page stinks, Melton. It stinks, I tell you.
Either way, it's like a good tough guy New York voice. And we need that in our cast of puppety characters, right? Oh, yeah. Chip Galloway is going to be in charge of the like button today. We're doing it. 50 people strong. They're waking up. They're realizing Melton's on. They're going, oh, no. What am I missing? What did I miss? Where the F is everybody? This goes to show you the power of a schedule. A schedule, you know what I mean? Mason in Portland, $5. Boy, they changed the styling on these super chats, did they not? Wait till Moody finds out. We're gonna have to redo the whole style. F Mary Kill, Angie Crumb, Heather Gillespie, Disgracie. I mean, Disgracie's the kind of chick. Don't get me wrong, but it's like I can do a little math on the divorce, sweetie. Holy shit. You know, I mean, as best I can tell, you know, nobody did anything to anybody. And I guess somebody in the chat, like, you're defending your autistic son to our chat room. Can you even imagine? Can you even imagine coming into the chat and being like, my son doesn't eat paste? Like, what? Oh, my God, you know? Like, what in the fuck? But anyway, and then Angie Crumb, Heather Gillespie. Angie Crumb's like sad. It's like desperate, gross, sad. Yeah, that's tough. I guess, but Heather Gillespie's like on the street. She's, you know, pretty much feral. So what, are you going to live with her? Are you going to treat her like that's a nice life? No, you gotta, this is hard. Disgracie, I'd probably marry just because she's used to divorce, so she won't be surprised when it comes. And also, you know, she strikes me as the kind of bitch who could really take a punch. You could probably really abuse her. She seems dumb. And then Heather Gillespie, I guess you'd bang, because she's probably batshit and good in bed. Crumb, you can't bang or marry because you'll catch something. So you got to kill her. I think you're required by the state to shoot on sight if you ever come upon Crumb. If there's ever a crumbing, if you ever approach Crumb, If you ever see Crumb, don't approach her. Just vomit into your hands and call the authorities. Okay, this is Lou. Where do you see this guy? He looks like he has a strap-on Abe Lincoln beard from, like, the second grade play. I'll get some
bar. Whether I'm proud of what I did or not comfortable with what I did, I'm still going to tell the whole... I'm not going to tell half the truth about me. You know, tell the only the good stuff. I'm going to tell the bad.
Like, look at this lady. I'm sorry, man. It's like a fat lady, you know, a lunch lady. And then you're going to have this beard. And this beard is odd in every direction. This beard makes no sense in any direction. It's like flat. So it only comes off the very end of his face. And it also, there's just nothing beyond. And then, of course, he's missing a giant. He has a tooth missing. Yeah, you guys have all your little high-pitched Eric. I don't know who that is, so that doesn't mean anything to me.
They're good. And that's how a book's supposed to be wrote. You got to tell the whole thing. Am I right, Kai and Lou? You got to tell the whole
thing,
right?
Yeah, we're with you 100%.
Put yourself out there.
No, yeah, man, you got to tell.
And guys with these kinds of little beards are always grabbing them. It's like, yeah, man, yeah. They're always grabbing their little tiny beards.
Nothing but lies. Lies are the only way to survive in this world.
So now we get our first, like, seeing him talk, and you realize he's dumb. He's got the do-rag on. And he's like, lies are the only way to go in this world. You gotta lie. And you're like, oh, he's a thick boy.
No, yeah, man, you gotta tell nothing but lies. Lies are the only way to...
You gotta tell nothing but lies. Lies is the only way to go in this world. Yikes.
Survive in this world.
Only Lou would say that.
And then look at him, so proud of it. He's like, I did say that. That's crazy what I just did.
Lies is the only way to survive in this world.
Only Lou would...
Watch how proud.
I'd say that.
And look, he's got a gap in his teeth. Like, Airy Jane could fit her whole apartment in that gap. I said the opposite of what you said. That's comedy. I said, because you said tell the truth, and I said, no, do lies.
You little Lou? Well, I'm gonna come over.
Classic Lou. Classic Lou. Oof. How is the missing tooth darker than the rest of the mouth? You know?
Get over to your house one afternoon. I'm going to bring some fucking Public subs. We're going to chew the fat, me and you, and we're going to have some fun.
Instead of the Public sub, how about you just bring the chicken?
All right, I'll bring you some chicken. No problem.
Chicken. Chicken.
Hey, we got Mr. So Big Shot's attention on that.
Wow. So Mr. Big Shot, I got to zoom out because we're missing Mr. Big Shot. Who's also a black. Somebody mentioned chicken, and Mr. Big Shot went, Ooh, chicken. First of all, let's not act like that's not the most common protein in the Western world. You know, he's losing his mind like, chicken? Ooh, chicken? Holy shit. I'm sorry, did you say chicken? Where?
Bring the chicken.
All right, I'll bring you some chicken. No problem.
Chicken.
And Kai, you know, I don't know who Kai is, but he can't stop laughing at everything like it's a joke. No, tell a lie instead. It's like, easy, Mike Morse. And then while he just says the word chicken, and Kai starts laughing maniacally.
The chicken.
All right, I'll bring you some chicken.
Watch out. Kai literally goes,
Instead of the Public stuff, how about you just bring the chicken?
All right, I'll bring
He had to get away from the mic quickly. It was caught him off guard, that.
Bring you some chicken. No problem.
Chicken. chicken.
So, Mr. Big Shot, oh, chicken. Oh, oh, chicken.
Hey, we got Mr. Big Shot's attention on that one.
Okay, so they're all laughing. They're all laughing.
Right, riding an electric scooter through rush hour Los Angeles traffic, splitting lanes while listening to Joey sing.
Isn't that, he's him saying, our demon.
I ain't coming on your fucking show right now, buddy.
Yeah, he's telling the truth, though.
So imagine being into Lou. He calls himself Lou de God. Lou de God. This is literally those things at the carnival midway. You throw bean bags or skee balls at, and you try to knock their teeth down. And if you get any prize on the second shelf,
I'll be really good in traffic right now.
As long as he's safe.
That's amazing.
Lou de God. Okay. I'd settle for Lou. I'd settle for Lou the tooth. Lose the teeth.
Amazing. Okay,
amazing. Yeah.
That's cool. But see, that's Rick amazing. From New York, we don't have agendas. We're just
look at his sad little shredded tire beard. Look at this. It's like the rest of Spider Alomar's beard is here. Fucking hell. How do you, like, assemble these tards? How do you get these people together? Hey, why don't you lay down? Where are you going? Lay down. You see this bitch? She's a good girl. Anyway, don't worry about my dog. She's way better looking than Lou. Lou can be found at the local carnival operating ride. I mean, he's sick. This dude's sick looking, bro. I mean, he's fucking goof troop. This guy is pure goof troop.
Just honest people around here. We tell it how it is and we bust your balls.
We buffed your balls. We tell it like it is and we buffed your balls. Remember a minute ago when he was like, no, you only lie. You only lie. And then everybody in the room went, good one, Lou. Good one, Lou.
That's it. Straight truth. We don't get...
Oh, P.S. I'm on Who Are These Socials with Carl tomorrow. Understand? All right. Have a nice day. Hack Ride approves.
Jesus. So if that's true, that's pathetic and a real big blow to Carl. You know, is that true? Carl's having these idiots on? I'm sorry. Every podcast, you're hurting yourself. Every podcast, you're doing nothing but hurting yourself. With this shit. I can't believe that everybody in their... Dad is like, I gotta get Joey C on my show. It's like, what the fuck is happening? You know, what's going on? I mean, I wouldn't let Ray on this show. He's not cognizant enough to be a guest. He's not funny enough to be a guest on this show. He's not good enough to be a guest. It's like whenever, Chad used to ask me, we should do a show together. It's like, oh, honey, you know. I don't know how to tell these people. Like, I wouldn't in my life. When stupid Corey Adam was getting laid off, and you're like, maybe he could be the second Mike on Steel Toe. It's like, right. Or on an LO. It's like, right. I'd rather not. No offense. You know, you guys put me in a very awkward position when you go, like, ask him to be on an LO all the time. It's like, then I no. For what? It's weak sauce, dog. It's super weak sauce. And you know, like Chad has, like, I mean, what would you even do with Chad? So like, get real with that stuff. Zombie Tech, thank you for joining. Ah, fuck me and my assholes. never going to get Lou back now. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. You tell him, Lou.
No. I got through life by telling lies and fucking whores. That was the best scenario I ever had.
Hold on. Now he's back to telling lies. Hold on. He went from telling truth to telling lies to telling the truth to telling lies.
We're just...
Amazing. Yeah, that's cool.
But see,
that's
Rick amazing. From New York, we don't have agendas. We're just honest people around here. We tell it how it is and we bust your balls.
See, we tell it how it is and we bust your balls. And now he's about to say he lies. So which is it? Do you tell it like it is or do you lie all the time?
That's it. Straight truth. We don't get...
Oh, P.S. I'm on Who Are These Socials with Carl tomorrow. Understand? All right.
I mean, these guys are actually retarded, right? I mean, these people are retarded. So it's wild. It's wild. We are going to achieve liftoff from this universe quicker than we ever thought because, again, these guys are all in a race to the bottom. Shuly and MLC are simultaneously going like, oh my God, who's the biggest losers I can get on every day? You know, they're like, is Hipstar available? Is Lou to God around? Like, you know, what's the point? This guy's retarded. This guy is retarded. And did another thing, so you know. It's like they all sound the same. It sounds like KC. I didn't think the forklift would go that high, but then it did go that high. That's crazy. You know, it's like they're all idiots. And you wonder why Joey C walks into his apartment and there's just dudes flopping all over the floor. It's like, I don't know, between Spider Alomar and Lou the God, imagine you trying to convince anybody to be scared of you. You know, Joey C wants me to believe he's going to like... mount up and come to Vegas and get me. It's like, you can't get the men off your floor. You're not going to get me. You can't afford more than one window in your cinder block hovel. You're going to get on a plane? Right, right, right. You're 5'4", spend your time in candy bar covered wife beaters and in and out of the hospital for anxiety and respiratory arrest, but you're gonna, you and these slack-jawed, mini-minded mopes are gonna come get me. I would love to see some sort of perp walk, you and Luda God and Spider Alomar, Christina. You know, in some sort of fucking Reservoir Dog style photo shoot where you're all strolling down. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that look insane? Just that you fucking idiots. Lou to God probably needs a cane and Joey C needs his oxygen and God knows Christina C would have to lift up her miles of Elvira hair. That she dies because it's gray streaked. And then Spider Alomar's, oh, everybody look out, I'm bringing the forklift. It's like, yeah, man, I call me crazy, but I've never been less scared of anyone in my life than Joey C. You'll see soon, Melton. It's like, what will I see? What would I see? You couldn't organize a picnic. You're going to organize a hit? You know what I mean? Like your house is covered in debris. Your house is covered in debris. You can't, you're not getting on a plane. You're not coming to a Vegas. You can't afford it. You wouldn't know what to do if you did get here. I'm pretty well connected, Melton. Just ask them at the, I'll find you a blackjack dealer. Yeah, that's how it works. Good luck. Good luck. I mean, they're really just complete idiots. You know, there's nothing dumber than like complete broke poor morons who think they're connected. It's like Imagine anybody with any kind of pull, even just staring at these fucking yokels going like, that's my boy Lou DeGod. Yeah. Is it? That's your boy? And who's got his back? I'm sorry, Spider Alomar, is it? Sounds like something you would find in, like, next to nougat in a treat. Ooh, has it got Spider Alomar in it?
Have a nice day. Hack Ride approves.
Hello, Lou DeGod. Get out of the way of my 7 pieces of hair hanging off my chin like fake icicles at Christmas time. Hello. It really is. It's like, how do you have, it literally is like a hang up beard. How did you grow one singular row of hair? No, this looks tough. It's like a waterfall of hair off the bottom of his face. It's like he was eating motor oil and it just kept running down his chin.
But no, I got through life by telling lies and fucking whores. That was the best scenario I ever had.
Nobody ever asks, hey, what's the best scenario you've ever had? What's one of your favorite scenarios looking back? If you had to go through all of your favorite scenarios and name, I fucked a whore and I lie all the time. It's one of my favorite scenarios. Do you mean memories? No, scenarios. That's what I mean. I say what I mean and I mean what I say. This is my scenario notebook. You mean your memory, where you keep your memories? No, it's where I keep scenario. Scenario sounds like a black guy you don't want to fuck with. Yo, just drop me off at Scenario's house. I gotta pick up some pumpernickel.
I chose a different route.
Well, you chose the route of honesty and monogamy.
Monogamy. You chose the route of honesty and monogamy. Bong.
I'm not saying I'm better than you. I just say I chose a different route.
That beard is wild, dude. That beard is wild. It looks like something that hangs off the side of my Roomba. It's going to get the corners. The fuck is that? It's like a horse brush. What the fuck? Suffering succotash.
Yeah. I just flipped over. Dabble Story is now getting John and giving him that looks. What did you just say? Because that's what he does. He praises.
Also, are you in your kid's room, Lou DeGod? This is like rainbow pictures taped up to the wall, little bobbleheads. You know.
Me. Now he'll eat at John a little bit to try to bust his balls. And John's already giving another. What did you just say? He'll be bounced in a few seconds. Guarantee it.
Yeah. Well, honestly, he's getting the free press that he wants, and we're not giving that.
But he got what he wanted because I blocked him every angle. He can't. Yep. I don't really want to see anything from him. So now he knows. Yeah. I'm good friends with John, so he's trying to get John. But see,
Joey calls himself good friends with John, with Stuttering John. They've known about each other existing for 3 months. You know what I mean? Like now they're. I'm sorry, he's not happy that my good friend Stuttering John. It's like okay. Okay, Joey. I think, you know, I don't want to be the first to say this, but I don't think Joey has any friends. Joey probably has no real friends because everybody in his life is like guys he just put on his network who used to fuck his daughter between stabbings. And now he's got like the BS show and Stuttering John paying him money. You know,
that he don't fail. No, John called me 2 hours before the show saying, I'm bringing Dabble Story on about this kid, this child with a disability. I'm going to donate to it. If he starts on you about anything,
Did Lou DeGod just throw up in his own mouth? Watch
before the show saying, I'm bringing Dabo story on. About this,
watch
this kid, this child with a disability. I'm going to donate to it. If he starts
watch
on
him.
You, kid, this child with a disability. I'm going to donate to
and
it.
He swallowed
if
it.
He starts on you about anything. I'm going to derail him and tell him he has to do that.
After what I've seen from that guy, I wouldn't donate a red cent to any cause that he's talking about.
And that's Kai. That's the other tough voice of the morning show. So you got Lou going like, no, don't tell the truth, you lie. Huh? And then you got Kai going, ha, 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 ha. And then they do an hour between the two of them, and that's a morning show. They never show themselves. This is the only show Lou has ever turned the camera on, and we can see why. He has to get airspace clearance to get up high enough to fit him in the frame.
But I don't.
It's a fat joke. Get it?
Trust the guy. I wouldn't believe a word he says.
You're right. I agree.
That's my opinion.
Never saw a white dude with a do-rag. I'm pretty sure he's black. I can't tell. He's got you know, the cook of a Waffle House line cook complexion. He's got the moons over my hammy skin. You know what I mean?
No, you're right.
Double Tardis erectus needs to be put back into the fossil records.
Look at him just self-soothing, stroking his little beard.
Not even from our country.
Now you got me wanting to talk about this fucking dabble clown. No.
Now you got me wanting to talk about this fucking dabble clown. No. No.
Joey, can you press the button on the soundboard and show Tiny Chud how it works?
What are we showing? Yeah. What does he want to see?
He wants you to know if your soundboard works. How about
your soundboard? He doesn't believe that your soundboard works. Show him how the soundboard works, Joey C.
How about you press that demon time?
How about this? Wait a second.
Machine gun.
Thank you.
Tiny Chud, what's the matter, fat boy? You don't like Joey C? Now, quit fucking around, Tiny Chud. We like you over here, but I swear to God, if I start hating you, I'll be in Joey C's head all night on him. Fuck Tiny Chud. Fuck Tiny Chud. And then I'll have to seek out the real demon.
Don't mess with Joe Pesci.
Tiny Chud, I have summoned you from here. Not piss off Joey C ever again, or I will haunt you in your dream.
Jesus Christ. That's what's going on over at Joey C's. That's what's going on over at Joey C's joint. All right, we have to talk about, we just have to talk about her. I've tried to put it off. Hit the like button, you cowards. We did start early today. Welcome, as people are slowly waking up and we cross that 100 viewer threshold, that important milestone. Feels so good, don't it? Feels so good, don't it? You've got mail? I don't. We have no voice chats. We have no emails. We're all caught up. Right, Zombie Tech? We're doing it. Look, in 2015, I want to say, we had a woman on the show named Haley Sacks, who was a comedian, and I knew the audience would eat her up because she was kind of a dopey out of it. And we used to let, this was in New York City, and we used to let the guests see the chat. And that show was the catalyst for me never allowing the guests to see the real-time chat again. They cannot handle it. They cannot handle it. And the chat was so mean to this bitch. It was one of the worst shows ever. and she never talked to me again. It was bad. And it's on the Overdose. Join the Overdose. NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose. The only place to hear and see that show, which it is up. It is there. It is magical. Join the Overdose. Support the show today. 6 months later, I enrolled in a course at UCB, a sketch writing course. And on the first day of the class, like 10 people in a class, you know. And on the first day of the class, Haley Sachs walked in and saw me and then got up and left. And never came back to another class. She quit a class because I was in the class. She quit a real adult education sketch writing course because I was in it. She couldn't handle that. Now, this girl was a open miking bum. She's not funny. She has nothing going for her. She's awkward and weird. Again, go watch the show on the Overdose. Now Kevin will have her on MLC. Yeah, I'm sure. It's like the April Brooker thing. It's like April. We did April Brooker. The next thing you know, she's on Ray's show. The next thing you know, she's on every other show. And it's like, all right, now I can't even cover the Ray having her on thing because everyone's done it. So it's like, what's the point of even? So we move on. All this stuff helps us. All this stuff helps us move on. And it's just like when WATP did the blonde cast and stuff. It's like it'll become very apparent who's copying who. Because nobody in this world is covering Haley Sachs. So anybody who mentions Haley Sachs after me, it'll be very clear who's out of ideas. Okay. So anyway, time goes by and I see her pop up on a story. And then I Google her and she's all over the news. Financial Times, CNN, you know, Zillennial Finance Expert Haley Sachs, aka Mrs. Dow Jones. And I'm sitting here going, what? Oh, she's blown up. She's blown up. She's created a new business called Finance is Cool. And she hired one of 1996's best web developers to put this site together. And this is who she is now. It's a totally different, reinvented thing. She was a comic who couldn't get anything going. Now she's CNBC. Sachs, who's often likened to Susie Orman meets Paris Hilton, is the financial influencer revolutionizing financial education. We are really good on social. Follow Mrs. Dow Jones everywhere. Now, just so you know, like, she's not. She had a couple TikToks that blew up. Like 1 million likes on TikTok and stuff, you know. Okay. There's nothing going on. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok even, you know, at one point getting hundreds of thousands of views, down to 5,000 views on everything, 10,000 views maybe if you're lucky. So like, it's all stagnated and stagnant, and yet she has this business set up. Finance is cool. Let's partner. You know, she wants to do stuff with you. Email gave@purveyor.com. Speaking engagements, talking about financial independence and wealth building is my thing. So contact Haley Sachs' team at United Talent. From Goldman Sachs to Adweek, I've graced some of the world's most prominent stages. again, this is a chick, as far as I knew, 5 years before, couldn't make rent, had a ton of roommates, bombing at open mics. Now, Zillennial finance expert Susie Ormond meets Paris Hilton. Is it? So I wanted to find out, and then, you know, I go to her YouTube.
What's up, rich people?
I go to her YouTube page, and this is how she greets everybody. What's up, rich people? But I want you to just...
What's up, rich people?
We're going to watch this video. I want you to just tell me if you notice what I notice. Okay? And this is going to be jarring this early in the morning, and I'm so sorry. What are we seeing? What are we seeing before I play this? Anybody real quick? Okay. The answer is severe features. Glistening, oily skin, and so much bad makeup and shadows that it's making me feel ill. You know, I can forgive the fact that the shirt has the same print on the left and right side, just slightly lower than the, you know, trying to look random, but it's clearly anything but. Everyone in the chat going, that's a man, Skeletor, big nose, face so scary. Yes, yes, yes. One of the biggest searches that comes up when you start to search for Haley Sacks is trans. Is Haley Sacks trans? She has a picture of herself on her by the wall. So yeah, so you're all kind of picking up on it. You're all kind of picking up on it. There are certain types of women when we look at them, and men too. I'm not a guy who projects, you know, finance, Wall Street, wealth. I'm not in suits. I don't have, you know, I don't get a haircut every week that screams Ryan Reynolds or whoever the hot guy is these days. The point is, there are people that you watch them and you're like, all right, you can talk to me about this. And there are people that you walk, that you turn on and you're like, what's happening here? Why is the girl from The Ring trying to teach me about savings accounts? So yeah, she's gone from this kind of like gross 25-year-old open micer that you might have fucked and then been really embarrassed about and hoped nobody found out, to trying to be this like leading front lady for finance who's supposed to be like wealthy and clean. But she looks, again, like you would fuck her and just really hope it never comes out that you did that one night because it's so skeezy. Listen to this thing talk.
It's me, Haley, aka Mrs. Dow Jones. And did you know that 60?
So she's got this squeaky voice, this gross manly face, you know, almost like Hemda from Keith and the Girl, but more severe and shadowy and gross. And she's trying to be this dainty, cute, light, airy, wealthy, knowledge-stress. You know, she's trying to do this. Hey, girls, do you know what it's like? Do you want to save money? Do you know how to get? It's like, but she's not. Her voice, she sounds like me. Hey, girls, you want to find out what your secrets are to the? It's like, So she's trying to do this light, cute thing, and it's like, we have a feeling your farts smell like summer sausage. You know what I mean? Like, we have a feeling you reek of meat sweats. You're glistening, and you're trying to pull up this, hey, this light, fluffy, you know, my queefs smell like vanilla vibe, and we're looking at you going like, it definitely smells like bus seats down there. You know what I mean? There's nothing about this girl that projects wealth or light or clean. It's just like, ew, have you washed today? Her eye kids are out of sync. That's a man, baby. That's a man, baby. Yeah, you'd get home with her and you'd be like,
I've made a huge mistake.
5% of Americans see that money.
And those eyes. You know, again, this is not this is not someone we'd seek out for advice. It's Pat from SNL. It's wild. It looks like she's like shaved off a mustache. Like it looks like there's 5 o'clock shadow. Wow. Look at this. Ah! Ah! Pretty. Somebody give me a carrot. Hold your hand flat or she'll bite it.
Is a source of stress. And look, I get it. Between paying bills, staying out of debt, investing.
Fucking hell.
Saving. Managing your finances can live.
Managing your finances can literally be a nightmare. Look at me. Look at me. Are you managing your own finances? Are you managing them? I'm Haley Sacks. They call me Mrs. Dow Jones. Ah! Quick question, Hale. Are all your family's eyes this close together? Cause gross, gross. Ah! Yeah!
I don't want to be on your onion show, Melton.
Okay.
Literally feel like a full-time job that you never applied for and don't actually really want to do. But I'm Mrs. Dow Jones, okay? I'm not here to just give you bad news and then disappear. I have a solution for you. In this video, I'm going to teach you the secret to eliminating financial stress from your life once and for all. And no, it's not getting a sugar daddy, but rather automating your finances. Oh, but before we jump in, make sure that you sign up for Mrs. Dow Jones's Diary. It's my free newsletter, and I cover personal finance and investing using humor and pop culture.
I mean, her eyes are... This is tripping me out. Is her editor playing a trick on all of us, or is this really the face? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Ah! I mean, her eyes are not one eyeball apart. Everything's just so severe. Her face looks like Jigsaw from the Saw movies. It's like you couldn't, I mean, what is all this? What are these chunks and hills and chunks? And every surface is like a different level of reflectiveness. Like her chin's glistening, but this is like matte, but this is shiny. And up here again, super shiny, but not.
Invest with me. I have secret.
Okay, I can't.
And I have, I think, 70,000 readers every week. You've got to be one of them. Link in the description.
So I think in 2018-19, she blew up and she did have 70,000 readers. And she got a publicist. And she got like... In all these articles, you know, you can do that. You can get a publicist and get written up and stuff. It's what we did back when podcasting was new. And sure enough, you know, podcasting was new and there weren't many of us. So we were in Rolling Stone and Playboy and got articles in all those magazines because like, ooh, what's this new hip? So she's Miss Dow Jones. It's Susie Orman meets Paris Hilton. Only none of the sexy of Paris Hilton and none of the financial acumen of Susie Orman. This is a girl who, again, I guarantee you now today is poor. I'm betting dollars to donuts. This girl lives in a New York City apartment and is poor right now. Right now. No one is signing up for her classes or her workshops or her dollar days or whatever the fuck. It's gone bad.
Description below. All right, let's do this. As humans, we only have a finite amount of willpower every day. It's like a battery that can run out of juice, so relying on it to accomplish your financial goals is a recipe for disaster. That's why setting up an automated financial system...
It's edited like day one student on Windows Movie Maker. And also you can just, again, hear this cheap apartment she's in. You hear the floor echoing... You know, we got Keanu Thompson in the chat, right? So she's wealthy. She came up wealthy, apparently, despite how her mother and she live now. With that accent, you grew up wealthy. You know as well as I do. Ain't nobody in that house got area rugs with an echo like that. You barely have furniture. It sounds like Stuttering John's apartment. Like, it's just... Hello, 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 hello. It's like, this is not a rich, this is not a wealthy woman's house. You can tell.
It's truly such a game changer. My foolproof six-step financial automation system that I'm going to teach you in this.
You know, Keanu Thompson, she's like a, sounds like a rich woman trying to sound poor. Haley Sachs is like the poorest chick ever acting like she has money. It's the opposite. Haley Sachs is like, hey, girlfriend, you want to do brunch? It's like, you've never been to brunch, have you? Have you? You're kind of a chicken McNuggets in the morning kind of girl.
Video, it's going to seamlessly route all of your money where it needs to go.
You need to route your money.
So that you have the time to think about what actually really matters. Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny's relationship. Yep, you're about to enter your paying yourself first era.
See what I mean? Like, that seems like something Keanu would really do. She had to learn that. She had to watch out from somebody. I bet Keanu has to stop herself six times a day from going like, you're poor. Do you know my family has firework money? South Carolina firework money. Hello?
I love that for you.
7654321.
In Wix alone, we could buy your whole family.
Step one. Set up a password.
She's so shiny and gross. It's making me sick. It's making me vom. It's like, ugh. You know, and people make fun of my face and, you know, how my skin's not clear and how I'm one of the grossest guys and I'm always leaking pus. I'm sorry. I wouldn't leave the house looking like this. You wouldn't catch me leaving the house. Like, it looks like she's been drooling. Her whole chin is shiny. Like, what the fuck?
Wordkeeper. I know that you know that I know that you don't know all of your passwords and logins to your financial.
Hold on. This financial advice is to get a password keeper.
Accounts. And resetting them every time you want to check in on a statement? Come on, that is so
freaking annoying.
We need to reset them and get them organized in a safe place so it gets easier to keep this system that we're going to create on track. Personally, I
feel like this is like what women and Ty Rivera love to do. They're at this advanced age of like 32, and then they realize some like basic life skill. And then they immediately head to YouTube and do a video about it to, like, tell you all about it. But it's, like, something basic. You know what I mean? It's like, it'll be like, did you know that you should be using a password keeper? Trying to remember all your passwords is crazy. They make programs now that'll keep your password. It's like, fuck year is it? Every browser does this. Every OS does this. Every, like, what are we doing? Great tip, Hale. Because I guarantee you she learned this morning, and now she's got a pro tip. Step two is going to be set up automatic bill pay. Yep.
I use Aura Security as my password keeper. They also protect my identity and protect me from financial fraud, which is great. I actually have a 14-day free trial that you can sign up for using the link below. But there's also a million...
Because we are dealing with an affiliate queen. We're dealing with an affiliate queen. You know she's got links in the description for you. And if you click them, then she gets some money.
Free password keepers out there. Just choose one and commit to it. Got it? If you've got it, comment your passwords below. Just kidding.
Don't really comment your passwords. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Step two, sync your payments. So basically, whatever day you randomly...
Don't worry. If you get together with some of your other female friends, your payments all sync up automatically.
Oh, no.
Choose to like open a new credit card or sign a lease. That's when your billing cycle begins. So most of us have like...
Little secret about me, I missed a billing cycle, and now we're going to have a little billing cycle on the way.
Million different ones happening every single month. Your rent could be due tomorrow. Your credit card's due next week. Your utilities 2 weeks from now. It's too much.
It's too much.
Let's just sync all these days up so that it's easier to keep track of everything. You should have multiple boyfriends, not multiple billing cycles.
There you go. If you want to 3D print a doll for your home personal use, that's the pose you've been waiting for.
Call your credit card company and have them switch your billing cycle.
I like to sync my days, please. I saw it on a video. Do you know Mrs. Dow Jones?
So that it syncs up with when your pay cycle is. So if you're paid on the first of the month, switch your credit card billing cycle so that it starts on the first of the month too. You could also do this with your rent. For example,
why? Like most people don't want all their money gone in one day. You know who has to do this? Poor's. Do you think Mr. Dow Jones is sitting at home and calling up his credit card company and his Old Navy, you know, store card and his car payment? He's like, it'd really help if we could get all these to hit on the third. That would be great for me. Poor's do this. I don't trust myself to have enough money for my car payment on the 16th. Could you do it up on the 1st, right after I get paid? Thank you. Yeah, this is paycheck to paycheck. Think tips for poor's. This is for low money losers.
Well, my rent initially started on the 15th of the month, but now guess what? It's on the 1st, honey. Dreams really do come true.
Her dream is renting on the 1st. They gave her a microphone and they said, if you could dream, what would it be? Renting on another day. You sure you don't want to own? Nope. I'm like Chad Zumok. I pretend that mowing is too much work. I would never want to own. Who wants to mow or fix things? We've all seen Chad has one tool and it's bolt cutters. So I don't think that works for most household tasks.
Did you do it yet? Go sync.
Go sync
Step
up.
Three.
Sync up all your payments, you pores.
Direct that deposit. I'm sorry, it's 2023. Why are you manually cashing a paycheck?
Again, you know, this is something she was doing. She's poor and works part-time hourly jobs. And she's never worked one long enough to have a direct deposit. She's talking to you like you're an idiot. She's like, hello, have you heard of direct deposit? Hello? Guys, did you know you can pay bills online now? Stop writing checks and save the earth.
Set up direct deposit right now. It'll make your life so much easier. There is no reason that you need to be physically or electronically depositing checks.
As if your company doesn't handle that day one when you get a new job. Like, you know what I mean? She's like, guys, pro tip, banks aren't open on Sundays. Just found out.
Step four, automate transfers. We're going to start by setting up automated transfers into your high-yield savings account and into your Roth IRA. And when I tell you how easy it is to set it up, you're going to be like, wait.
Healy, why didn't I do that earlier?
That's her real voice, unedited.
Haley, why didn't I do that earlier?
Like for your Roth IRA, just go into your brokerage account, set up an automated monthly transfer from your checking account into your Roth IRA, and boom, you are automatically saving.
She's like, okay, hold on. She just goes, hit the like button, you idiots. She just goes, so next I'm going to tell you how to set up automatic transfers to your high yield savings accounts and your Roth IRA. And when you see how easy it is, you're going to be like, oh my God, that was so easy. First, you're going to go into your bank account. You're going to set up automatic monthly transfers to your Roth IRA. Now that you've done that, isn't it? So it's like you just said the same thing. She literally goes, now I'm going to show you how to set up automatic transfers to your Roth IRA. Log into your bank account and set up automatic transfers to your Roth IRA. It's like, that's not, you didn't tell me how to do it. Also, like, do I have a Roth IRA? What's a Roth IRA? What's the benefit of a Roth IRA? You know, you act like these people have ever heard about this stuff. Now, Haley's audience doesn't know what a Roth IRA is. What if your name's different than Roth?
For retirement in a tax advantage way, every damn month. That's magic, baby.
Hold on. My interview with her was on the 24/7 channel. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. You really do have to go back and watch it on Overdose if you have access. It was so bad. She got railed on by the chat.
If your direct deposit hits a second, I recommend giving a few days between that and these automated transfers just in case there's a delay. So if your direct deposit hits the second, I would set these transfers up for the fifth. Automating contributions to your high-yield savings account, that might be even easier.
You just automate transfers to your high-yield savings account. Boom!
Just log into your high-yield savings account and set up an automated recurring monthly transfer from your checking.
She's like, she literally isn't telling you how to do anything. She's like, setting up an automated transfer to your high-yield savings account is super easy. Just log in and set up an automatic transfer to your high-yield savings account. It's like that's literally not telling you how to do anything.
My high-yield savings account has like 10 different sub-savings accounts because I really like to put money.
Because I really love subs. Nom, 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 nom.
Towards specific financial goals. I have a Botox fund. I have a balayage fund. I have a mystery emergency fund.
Her high yield savings account has a Botox fund. Yeah, Lance says this is truly how to live poor 101. I mean, you can tell because she's like, remember, if you're transferring in your paycheck, you're not going to have enough to pay your bills. So give it a couple days. It's like, right. Because you live paycheck to paycheck. This is awful. If you don't have enough money in your account to pay your bills, you don't need a Botox fund or a dog on a pillow fund.
Have fun with it. But the best thing is that
have fun with it. Yeah.
Putting a little bit towards those.
She drained that Botox account. Yeah, she is dripping. Am I right?
Goals every month. It really adds up. Like, automation really is up, you guys. Step five, automate credit card.
Step five? How many fingers did she just hold up? Hold on.
You guys. Step five. Automate credit card payment and bill payment. All banks have something called bill pay. And if you set that up, they will automatically pay these people for you.
It's like she opened up her bank app for the first time ever last week, and she's like, oh my God, did you guys see all these other buttons? I thought you just open it up and it tells you how much money you have left, so you know how much you can spend at Waffle Hut Brunch Town. She's like, oh my God, there's a thing called bill pay. And if you fill that out, they will totally pay your bills. It's like, right, right. Guess what the transfer one does? Right, right. Guess what withdrawal will do? Guys, you'll never believe it. They have a button on here that's like, get a car loan. And if you hit it, it'll give you information and an application for a car loan. That's secret number eight. So her instructions on how to transfer to your high-yield savings are, open the app and make a transfer to your high-yield savings. And her other tip is, if you tap on bill pay, you'll pay bills.
Yeah.
I have it set up to pay my landlord, and it is
literally iconic.
Cannot recommend bill pay enough.
I have it set up to pay my landlord, and it's literally iconic. I mean, I cannot imagine being 30 and not knowing this stuff, and then starting a channel for other like-minded idiots who may not also be in the know. Again, this is just a cross-eyed, failed comedian whore. No offense, Keanu. I mean, this is insane. It literally is like Ty Rivera teaching comedy. It's like, oh, he just figured out the rule of threes and now he's printing pamphlets. Oh my God. Oh my God. It is staggering to look at. It is really, really tough. I simp for Kiki. All right. That's fine. I don't know anything about her. I just like giving her shit. I just like giving her shit because she's living in a material world. And this is a materials girl. Come on.
And I like to automate this for the 7th of the month. Easy peasy. And if you're watching this video,
I like to sync it up with my period. That way when I'm bleeding from my accounts as well.
Wait, Haley keeps throwing out dates, and I have no idea what they are or what.
Haley's been throw. I feel like dates have been throwing Haley out for a while. So
what I'm supposed to do? Don't worry, I've got you. Just download my free financial automation guide. It's in the notes below. It'll have.
Just download my Excel macro that'll empty all your accounts immediately into mine.
Coming to you live from above a shitty shop, right? It's the Joey C Network. Today's host, my broke-ass mom and dad and me, the fabulous Miss Fentanyl in an MCDLT box.
God damn.
Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. Live from a shitty shop. We did. We looked up Joey C's house last night. It's literally in a shitty strip mall, an apartment above a shitty strip mall with one window. And just imagine the smell with all those black people laying around making snow angels and Swisher Sweet dust.
All of this written out. Step 6, spend whatever is left over guilt-free.
She is so fucking gross. I know it's not every, like, looks aren't everything, and you're taught not to make fun of people's appearances. I mean, she's disgusting. like it's one of those people you can't even look at. You're just like, Jesus Christ, where did that hatch?
You've got an automated financial system going, and I am super proud of you. And what's great about all of this is that now, whatever is left over, you get to spend guilt-free. You've already taken care of everything that you need to take care of. And
Botox fund, eye widener.
I And now whatever money that you have left over is just for you to enjoy. But remember, just spend what's left over. Don't spend more than that, because that's where we get into trouble. You still need to review your savings.
This bitch definitely has like hundreds of thousands in credit card debt, right? You don't become this overnight. Like, she wasn't this chick in 2016 when we took that class together. She was not this at all. She was a fucking mess. And 2 years later, she's on CNBC wagging her finger at you, teaching you how to how to save and not be poor. It's like, okay. Okay, you silly bitch. We're looking into it. We're looking into it. Because I got an idea that you're poor. Nobody with this website ain't poor. I'm sorry. This is a poor's website. Blog. Recent. So she's got one of these blogs that automatically renews content. She didn't just post this. You know? Look at how old this is. Always pay in the local currency. And then it shows you here. An old Verifone terminal. Let's talk 401ks. So she's got this blog, and here's what these blogs do. They update the date on the article, so it looks like they're always current. She sells courses. Start here with the Smart Money course. What about the Let's Invest course? Hurry. Hurry, don't you want to make more money? Hurry up. What's up, rich person? Look at this suit, you know. So she really is trying to put forth this wealth persona. But again, she just comes across as wet trash. I have gorgeous, gorgeous credentials. I was on Fortune's 40 Under 40 with Beyonce. And in Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. Again, I don't care what any of this says. She got a publicist and she got in all this stuff. It doesn't mean anything, you know. She is poor now. I guarantee it. Financial pop star. Look at that. Again, like, how much makeup did it take to get her to look like this gentleman? You know what I mean? Holy shit. Like, this is as clean and like polished as it gets, and it still looks like a man.
Hey, I'm Haley, and I'm a financial pop star. Since 2017, I have been going viral for my unique approach to teaching people about money.
Okay, so there's no success story. There's no real track record. I've been going viral. That's her claim to success. Since 2017, I've been going viral with my videos about finance. Not making good sense or helping tons of people. Going viral. Because she makes videos that go, hey girl, are you not saving enough money for a Bichon Frise? Yeah, that doesn't make you a financial expert. Sorry.
I was actually the first financial meme account not to be an icon.
I was actually the first financial meme account. Okay.
I firmly believe that learning about money does not have to be boring. And that becomes...
Learning about clean audio does. Why don't you pick up a mic? Why don't you get a good mic? Again, you guys really believe she's in this big apartment right now? This big spacious, you know? These pearls are on loan from a museum.
Becoming financially fit is actually attainable for everyone, no matter where you're starting from or how...
Hey, American Cupcake, can we talk about you real quick, you sack of shit? I saw you on a fucking show the other day. So American Cupcake is one of these, you know, and again, I don't know American Cupcake from anybody, but he's in the chat going, should Milton be talking about anyone's looks? Fat people can call other people fat, you fucking idiot. Yeah. Anyone can talk about anything they want. Are you okay? Are you okay, you fucking retard? You know, As somebody who's had your back against Ray for all these years, I don't appreciate it. But let me handhold you through this, you dumb sack of shit. Anyone can comment on anything. I am allowed to be ugly and still notice other uglies. I'm allowed to not be attractive and still notice other unattractive. No amount of my face being greasy and gross will make her face not greasy and gross. Oh, should Melton be talking? Yes, yes. It's my channel. I should be talking about anything I want to be talking about. Okay? So that's what I'm doing over here. Can Melton even talk? Yes. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Okay? So what's the problem that you're having in your brain reconciling this? You know, what's the problem? You're a big fat, ugly idiot. Do you not notice other fat, ugly idiots? Are there no other fat, ugly idiots because you're a big fat, ugly idiot? No, no, no. The chat room's full of them. Most people who like this show are fat and ugly. Most of them. I've seen them. I've dined with them. So everyone, you know, you're all broken. Recalibrate. Are you allowed to talk about somebody with the same thing you have? No, you're not allowed to, American Cupcake. You're not. You're right. I don't know if you're allowed to. Oh, should he be talking? Should he be? I don't know. I don't know. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? No one's arguing with any of you. I'm retarded, stupid, fat, gross, poor, alone, a virgin, in a basement, gay, lispy, dumb. Yes, sure. Should you be talking about another person? Yes. Yes, I should. I'm good at it. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna talk about him. You can go somewhere else if you need help. Everybody, please just walk into the nearest phone booth and grab some of that Loctite and do it all around the seals until you can't breathe anymore and just wait for help. Hold on, Patrick. There's no phone booths anymore. Shut the fuck up. You know, I mean, who cares? What's your fucking point? I can't talk about an ugly idiot because I'm an ugly idiot? Fuck off. Pound sand. Oh, God. You know, I mean, it just...
People ask me, what's with the racist grift? And I say, bullshit. Anyway, come see me on the Burning Crosses of a Compound Tour for booking info. Email me at josh@uber1 or whathappenedtome@doordash.com or pleasekillme@grubhub.com.
Hold on, I gotta refill my... We're having so many Kirklands. We're crushing the Kirklands today. Anyway, American Cupcake, you're fucking gay. Get out of my chat. I like American Cupcake. I like all kinds of cupcakes, actually. I love cupcake. Play it.
Intimidated you might feel, I promise you, you're smart enough to get good with money. And I'm here to show you how. But who am I? Great question. I'm a Cancer, born and raised in New York City. And for most of my life, I did not understand money.
No, up until a year ago. And I would be willing to bet. Look, you know, and I'm not here to toot my own horn and make me sound like a genius, but I have an MBA. I'm very well versed in finance and economics. I understand. Supply go up, demand go down. Okay, come on. But either way, you know, like I'm saying, I'm not retarded when it comes to money and business. This girl was an idiot. Go watch the show from a year before this. She's a moron. She's a fucking moron. She ran an open mic in Brooklyn. She dumb. She's Ray. And then she started making memes because she is dumb about like, why my friends have money? Why my friends have mortgage? And now her whole message is like, you can figure this out. You're not too dumb to do this. It's like, talk to yourself more. So like literally she like must have like read some Wikipedia or some, you know, Motley Fool articles about investing. And now she thinks she can teach people, but she only needs to have these 30-second, 15-second bites for real. So she doesn't really have to have any knowledge of anything, nor a track record of success. You can hear the echo. You can tell she's poor. You can tell she's in a poor apartment. You know, she's trying to get you to believe she's in this giant room, but a room with this kind of furniture in it wouldn't echo around while you hang out in your mom's Mrs. Doubtfire blazer. You know what I mean? Like, look how puffy this is. You're borrowing these clothes from an older woman who's going through menopause. These are not your clothes. These are not your clothes.
I was not financially independent until I was 25. It gave me constant anxiety and low self-worth.
We've seen the tapes.
No matter what your story is, whether you...
Now I have it all together. And I only borrow clothes like this to do videos.
You have credit card debt, student loans. Maybe you're reliant on a boyfriend or your family for money. When you're not financially free, it feels...
Reliant on a boyfriend, not a significant other, a boyfriend. So this is all projecting. This is all definitely her situation a minute ago. Before she wiped this clown makeup off her cheeks. Look at her face.
But to get financially free, you have to learn. And most of us are too intimidated to figure out how. And it's not even taught in school. But
it's not even taught in school.
That's what I'm here for. You do not have to do this alone. Sign up today to become your own trust fund.
Okay, so... You saw on the website, she's available for hiring for speaking. And she has, oh no. What are you doing? What's up, Brad? Come. Sorry. Brad's in here today and she's,
feisty. Come here.
She's feisty, guys. She's. I don't know. We don't have a way to show you unless she wants to be on camera. She's being very shy. I don't have anything to give her. It's a treat to bribe her. Put that wife back on the leash. Show the dog.
Come. Stand up.
She just wants to get pet. What's that? Your chow? Oh, come on.
Good girl. What a good girl.
She's under the chair. She doesn't like to be on camera. A girl named Brad. A girl named Brad. Hold on, I gotta get this camera maybe?
You're a girl named Brad.
Oh, no. Let me see. Hold on. I'll try to get you a good view. Oh, no. No camera. I must have unplugged that. See? Can you see her? She's not. I don't know why we're wasting time on this. My dog is not important. She'll be dead before noon. What's the tattoo of? My grandfather. My grandpapa. Okay, so Haley Sachs, look, in 2016 when I met this bitch, she was functionally fucking retarded. And in 2018, She's giving a TED talk on how to overcome your fear of finances. This is a real TEDx talk, TEDx, from Haley Sacks. Let's find out what this bitch knows about finance, huh? At Georgetown, Persist and Resist, Session 2, Haley Sacks, 2019. 3 years after I knew her being a fucking idiot.
What's up, Georgetown? Woo!
What's up, Georgetown? Woo! I used to not be confident. Woo! What's up, George? What's up, Georgetown? I used to really struggle with confidence. What's up, Georgetown?
What's up, Georgetown?
And what's, you know, does your voice ever get better or is this just always it? This drag queen has swag. Yeah, everyone thinks she's a man. Everyone.
Woo! Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
By the way, you know, women, you want to be taken seriously. Stop wooing everything. You know, I say it all the time. You want to make as much as men. No man comes to the podium and goes, "What's up, Congress? Woo!" I've never seen Chuck Schumer do that. Not once. Not once. Hello, fellow members of the Senate. Woo! Now, down to this finance reform bill. Woo! I'm a girl who learned numbers, and I'm here to share it with you girls. Woo! Noise. Make woo noise with mouth. Oh, God. It says that in my speech. Woo! Now, if you're anything like me, you grew up not knowing much about finance. Woo! You know what I mean? What part of this makes me confident in you? What part of this makes me go, hey, let's listen to this one. She probably knows what she's talking about when it comes to business. What's up, Georgetown? Woo! Get out your pens. She's good. Woo!
Woo! Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Finance is cool. That's the name of her company. Finance is cool. Now, she hasn't uploaded any videos in over a month. So I have a feeling finance is cool is dead. Finance is cool is dead. Like drunk on cringe.
Haley, and I am a financial pop star.
She sighs after she says it.
I am a financial pop star.
That you are correct. That is not a thing. I did just make that up. 9 more minutes to go.
You might be like, okay, what is a financial pop star?
Here's some Photoshops I made to explain.
I never heard of it. Do they have a degree for that?
Nope. I was a failed stand-up comedian until a minute ago. Then I got some laughs on TikTok, and now I'm here talking to everyone smarter than me. Hope it goes well.
All I made up.
She's probably never gone to college either. That's the sad part. Now she's at Georgetown talking about finance. Woo!
I was really confused about what money was, how to grow it, how to save it, how to make it.
Here's the problem. I've never been confused about what money was, how to save it. Money's the stuff we use to get stuff, and you save it by not spending it. So we're taking a person who's as dumb as you can get with money, and now we're supposed to believe that they're financially savvy. She admits to not knowing what money was. But now she's going to tell us how to get it. Okay.
I was really bored by the content available to me to learn about it.
So I started making TikToks. Again, her content, I don't think people understand what her content is. So, TikTok, Miss Dow Jones. She said, I wanted to learn about money, but I was very bored with the content available to me. No one was singing. It wasn't funny. It was just information and knowledge, and I don't do well with that. So I started making these kinds of videos.
I'm a financial expert, and I spent $3,000 on vintage designer handbags in Japan. Here's my complete haul and why this was actually an amazing investment. No, literally, I could flip them tomorrow and make an 191% return. Starting off strong, I got this 10-year-old Bottega Veneta hobo for $750 at Casanova Vintage. These are usually like $1,400. No wonder Kim loves Casanova. They have amazing deals. Oh, and you can really trust what you're buying is real because Japan has such strict laws against fakes. Then I got this Ferragamo bag for $100 and it's on Poshmark for $400. I also got this Cabo Dior double saddle bag for $1,000 and it's being sold online for $2,200. And then my best find of all, blue Chanel furry limited edition bag, $1,000 with cards, with dust bag, the whole thing. Its resale value is $4,300. Using these calculations, if I sold these bags tomorrow, I could make an 191% return. This is my secret hobby. I'm super good at it. I don't day trade. I don't gamble. But
you ready to see some other stuff?
What if I told you there was a way to hack your college tuition and pay less to get your degree? I'm Mrs. Dow Jones, a millennial finance expert, and here are four ways to pay less for college without relying on student loans. Number one, go to community college for 2 years, get your foundational credits, and then transfer to a university that better suits your professional ambitions. Number two, take a year off to work and figure out what you actually want to study and then go to school versus going to school not knowing what you want to study and then having to pay to figure it out. Number three, go for the dupe. Don't be seduced by name brand colleges. Just go for one that's affordable. Number four, look for scholarships and grants. There are so many. Start your search.
So it's really like everything your guidance counselor told you growing up. Try to get scholarships, get good grades. Figure out what you want to do. Pick an appropriate school. So normal rules, Haley. Again, these are stunted adults that are like learning everything everybody else learned when they were teens. They're learning it like when they're 35. This is a problem with older millennials. Younger millennials and zennials. Like, they're retarded. And then they like learn something we all learned when we were 14, and then they make a documentary about it. She's literally like, did you know that if you go into your bank app and click bill pay, they will like literally pay your bills for you every month? It's like, yeah, we all knew that. We did all know that. She's like, guys, I just found a secret tab in your bank. It's like, no, you didn't.
Hi, Patrick. So glad I'm feeling better today. Time to move on from Shuli and back to all the open microphone women I fucked over the years for Vegas comedy cred.
Hold on, I want to try that again.
Hi, Patrick. So glad I'm feeling better today. Time to move on from Shuli and back to all the open microphone women I fucked over the years for Vegas comedy cred.
What's crazy is all he did is type E and it came out. The letter E just comes out. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, God. Back to the TED Talk. Holy shit.
And I was and still am.
So remember, she couldn't find any content that interested her. But now she makes all the content about bags and college. Because she couldn't find any bag and college content back in 2018.
Available to me to learn about it. And I was and still am obsessed with celebrity gossip and pop culture. So I started my own company to make keeping up with the Dow Joneses as fun as keeping up with the Kardashians.
I started my own company.
I was never...
So her company is finance is cool. It's not going well. She doesn't make any money, and I guarantee she's poor. I guarantee you she's poor again. This thing never took off. Again, it looked viral for a minute, and then it went to shit. DK, sorry this has already been stated. The Steel Toe Boring Show was an epic flameout last night with the most pathetic begging I've ever seen. When was it? At the end? Maybe we'll watch it at the end. Considering this is 2019, where is she today? All of her videos get way less than they got 3 years ago. Her YouTube is nothing. Her Twitter is nothing. Her Instagram isn't much. It was hilarious that Turd Matt is already playing. Yeah, but when was it? At the end? When they do their shakedown segment or what? Give me a timestamp and we'll cover it. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and watch a whole... Steel Toe Show. Was she successful? Because I don't even know who she was until you showed us it. No. No, she's not. That's the whole point. She's trying to make you think. She's literally like, I'm one of the 40 under 40 to watch with Beyonce. It's like, no, you aren't. No, you aren't. You're one of the top 40 over under 40 to watch as you get on the subway because you may be lying down homeless. Can you imagine being addicted to celebrity class? She's dumb. She's dumb. Hey, Flat Cat, we're done helping you navigate this program. I need you to fuck off and move on. We've tried. It hasn't worked. You know, and I got your package. It's very nice. We're going to be covering it this week or next week. But you may be too dumb for this show. At some point, we do have to ask people who can't figure it out to move on. What does it matter what time this started today? Move the fuck on. I can't. Some people just don't belong here. And Flat Cat's one of them. Beat it, you old bitch. Oh, God. I'm kidding. You're welcome, of course. Just stop. Who cares? Brennan's right. You know, some people got to know everything about everything. Like, she wouldn't be able to go throughout her day without knowing. When did this start? I thought the show started at... Why did... Can't you fucking load up the page like everybody else and see how long ago it started? I don't know. Here, let me go to Nobody Likes Onions. Let me click on this show. Started 99 minutes ago. I guess... I'm going to go out on a limb... that the show started 99 minutes ago, Jessica. Hey, everybody, when did this show start? I can't weed or use the internet like everyone else. Patrick, I tried to put in my credit card and it asked me what was my favorite lollipop flavor, and I freaked out and closed the tab. Ah! Every day, you know, it's something nobody else has. It's like, open up the thing and look. It'll tell everybody when it started. All the time. No, it's easier to ask the chat room and stop the show. I'm the one who stopped the show. I'm not really mad at her. This is a bit. K-Fur's like, yeah, that bitch sucks. You ain't wiring. I hate not knowing. I'm taking my like back. See what a dumb bitch? You ain't wiring. I hate not knowing. I'm taking my like back. And she did. I just saw it go from 68 to 67. So, first of all, you got me, you stupid bitch. Put it back. put it back. Matter of fact, we don't go on until we get 122 likes now. Now we don't move the show until we get 122 likes. That's right. Jessica said, I'm going to England tomorrow. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. I'm not. I've been. You're going to miss America. You're going to bring a salt shaker and ice with you. They don't have that over there. Nope, we're not doing anything till 120. I've had enough. And you know what? If we don't get them in the next 3 minutes, I'm out. I'll leave again. And you guys know I'll do it. This has not been the week for me. I haven't gone to bed tonight. I don't give a shit. You better get 25 more likes before I fucking finish this song. Come on. $110, we didn't do it. That means we gotta leave. I tried, but Flat Cat ruined it. All right, we'll see you Friday. Thank you so much. That's over, you know, that is over 5 hours of shows in the past two nights. So there we go. I hit it twice. Yeah, but that undoes it. So you know. I was bluffing. You did it. Just kidding. Anyway, we're staying. Thank you for hitting the like button, though. Thank you for that. But we're not going anywhere. Calm down. Calm down. I mean, we are going somewhere, but, you know. Not right now. I do have nothing against Flat Cat. And be safe. Have fun over there. You know. Spurg out. Yeah. Okay. Back to the TED Talk. I'm sorry to interrupt your financial future. Yeah, and be safe.
Oh, no, fuck. What's that?
why am I playing my own show like some sort of spark? All right, here we go.
Obsessed with finance, though, to begin with. You know, I didn't study economics or...
We don't think you did. I love this. She acts like, I'm sorry that I don't understand markets or... Know what M2 means.
Get an investment bank. You know, I wasn't a...
But I do have this blazer, and I did get it half off. So basically what we have here is a Maxinista who thinks that she's a fucking financial guru because she made some purse videos that went viral. And if you buy it in Japan, if I sell these all today, I'd be able to buy two more bags.
A complete stranger to Wall Street either, because I grew up with a dad who worked at an investment bank. So when I was little, like literally since I was eight, I was...
Hold on. So her dad worked at an investment bank, and she said when she was growing up, she didn't even know what money was. Much less how to get it or save it or keep it. She's like, I didn't even know what money was. By the way, my dad was an investment banker.
I would go down to Wall Street for take your daughter to work day. And
I would just sit and lick the bull's balls.
So I guess you can sort of say I've been putting the Sachs in Goldman Sachs like since I was a little baby.
No. See, that's S-A-C-H-S. Your name is S-A-C-K-S. Like, hey, why are those sacks of money so empty? I thought your last name was Sachs. No, it's Sachs, not Sachs like Goldman Sachs. Oh, okay. Clearer? Yeah, that was an awful joke. Awful joke.
Okay. Also,
okay, this is what her comedy was like. This is why she quit doing comedy and had to pivot when a couple things went viral.
Like, not to rag on my dad, but he would do a lot of important phone calls in front of me. And I feel like I was sort of privy to a lot of really, really secret information.
And you still didn't know what money was. She doesn't realize, but she's just making herself look dumber and dumber every moment. Remember, she started this out saying, I didn't even know what money was until a couple years ago.
So let's just all be grateful that I decided to take my career this way and that I didn't get into insider trading because it was a clear shot.
Why would we be glad you didn't get into insider trading? Why would we give a fuck? So we should just be glad I didn't get into insider trade. Why would we, you know, then we wouldn't have to sit through this.
I also would write poetry about Wall Street. As you can see on my slide.
This is real. She's giving a TED talk at Georgetown about finance being cool. And she's talking about how she doesn't know what money is. She didn't like the money content. She wants to keep up with the Kardashians and hear some poems she wrote when she was a child.
You know, sort of using the art of wordsmithing to explain what is Wall Street, you know, what goes on down there. Ring, ring, ring. The phone is buzzing. I hurry to pick it up. Clients yelling, stocks closing, stress.
But now I'm so much more in the know. Here's what they really mean. Then she just says the same thing.
So, as you can see, I was born for this life. Becoming Mrs. Dow Jones was, frankly, my destiny. And I was, you know, I was made to do something big and money, but I just could never have worked.
I mean, if you had, she calls herself Mrs. Dow Jones. If you had to guess her entire financial portfolio value, all the money she has in any stocks, in any money market account, in any investment, trading, mutual funds, bonds, any of it, $6,000 max, right? Max. Like, there's the Mrs. Dow Jones. I bet she couldn't, she literally could not tell you what time the market opens and closes. You know, forget about bonus credit for extended trading. She's dumber than dog shit. Mr. Panhandler, $5. This is her act, right? She's not serious. No, 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 no. This, her act was about this good, and this is what got her attention. So this is what she's sticking with now. She's Mrs. Dow Jones. She knows all the, she does not have $40,000 to her name. I promise you that. I promise you. You're out of your mind.
At an investment bank.
Go look at her Twitter. Go look at her Instagram. Go look at her YouTube. Nothing is going on. Nothing. This TED Talk has 8,000 views. It's got 100 thumbs ups. I'm afraid to even look at the comments. I haven't looked. Let's look. Oh, boy. Finance is cool. Life is too short to dim your light. What the fuck? 22.6 million subs and 100 views in one comment? Nice speaking. I just could not take this seriously. Profit is theft. What nonsense. This is one. This one is just peddling overly simplistic. Wow. Overly simplistic solutions to complex financial situations and circumstances. Egregious amount of information not being considered. This leads to distorted estimations and solutions. There are only 7 comments on this video. And 2 of them are like, this is bullshit. And some are bots, you know.
And I get it, you guys. Like, this is a TED Talk. I know. Like, I'm not supposed to talk in limiting beliefs. You guys can do anything you put your mind to. Like, yes, queen. But me personally, I really could not have worked in an investment bank. Okay. First of all,
the vocal fry, the constant vocal fry for the whole speech, the entire talk. And you know, you guys are not speaking living. But I just cannot, you guys. I just cannot.
Interview questions themselves would have killed me. I have no idea how many golf balls could fit in a 747. Where do you even begin? I don't know.
Right. That's the point. That's the point. Mr. Panhandler, 10 gifted memberships. That's going to make me cream. Oh, that's going to get me to cream this morning. Mr. Panhandler. Oh, you're going to get me to cream. Thank you for that cream. Cream, 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 cream.
Google? What? I don't know.
I don't know how many golf balls fit in a 747. Like, where do you even start?
A 747. Where do you even begin? I don't know. Google? What? I don't know.
A Google? A what? I mean, guys, I could never have worked in an investment bank because I don't know what Google.
No. Also, the outfits you have to wear on Wall Street. Like, I'm sorry, I'm addicted to a print. I don't think you can.
So this is her stand-up comedian self coming out. But we're 4 minutes into a 12-minute presentation. She hasn't proved she knows jack shit about the financial world.
I don't think you wear a leopard at Goldman Sachs. And then say I actually, you know, got the job.
Guys, it's not Little Lemmy in the chat. Just knock it off. It's not the real Little Lemmy. Recognize trolls.
Nailed the outfit. Rocked my interview.
David Chandelier, I'm looking for a bespoke mesh back NLO hat. Oh, you think I'm making bespoke hats now? That's what we'll open. We'll open NLO Hat Factory. It's like the Jim Henson's workshop where you can build your own Muppet. It's $74.99. You get to pick all the things you want for your hat, the exact hat you want, the color thread. The embroidery colors. You want a gradient? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're opening a bespoke hat factory. Teamster Tim messaged me yesterday, like, oh, can I get the snapback hat with the? No. And by the way, maybe never again. It was the summer of hats. Every hat we'd ever made was available this summer. That'll never happen again. So I can't even promise the one you want will be back. The colorway you want. I told you all had weeks. So now you're all sitting around going, oh, is it too late to get the thing? Yeah, the thing that I said it'd be too late to get this week. Yeah, it is too late. Yeah. Yep.
You have to keep the job. Okay. You guys know compliance would literally have been on me like white on rice. There is no way I would not have crossed the line.
So this is bombing now. She's literally trying to do stand-up. We don't know who you are. So, like, you acting like you're a little too much, you're a little extra. You guys know compliance would have been all over me like white on rice. So we don't know who you are. We don't know your ways. But watch this bomb and watch her sigh.
Rice. There is no way I would not have crossed the line. So,
I mean, that is a bomb. It doesn't bomb any harder than that at a TED Talk.
There's no compliance.
Sam Hyde did better than this.
You have to keep the job. Okay. You guys know compliance would literally have been on me like white on rice. There is no way I would not have crossed the line.
This is going great.
So, you know, I felt really boxed out. Because I wasn't this type A girl who was amazing at Excel and looked great in a blazer. Like, obviously, I look great in a blazer.
Like, what she thinks finance is so funny. Excel, blazers, phones ring, clients, anxiety. Ring, ring, ring. The ringing of the bell. I answer hurriedly. A client angrily yell.
But point is, my dream of being part of the world of money was off limits just because, you know, I had this big personality and I had trouble with workplace boundaries.
She never wanted to be part of the financial world. Again, I met her. She was trying to do comedy. Then I ran into her. She was trying to become a writer. You know, she made a video about being poor and it took off. And she's like, maybe I could be a financial.
So I got what I thought would be my dream jobs instead, working in entertainment for iconic people like David Letterman and Lorne Michaels. And it sounds really...
I don't think that happened. I think she might have been a PA, you know? I mean, no, you didn't. No, you didn't work for Lorne Michaels and David Letterman. No, you did. I'm calling you a liar. No, you didn't.
Really cool, but honestly, you guys, it sort of sucked. Like, that's the tea. No. I was doing like what I thought.
No, I'm sure she killed it. She seems really smart and with it. I mean, is there anything about this woman that makes you think she's capable or intelligent? She's like, again, she's not even a girl you'd want to fuck. Like, she's a useless, useless hull of a human. She's dumb. She's ugly. She thinks she's funny. She sucks.
What I wanted to do on paper, creating
paper
content, like, you know, work executing ideas, but they were all in another brand's voice. And I've always had my own voice. So it was really sad. And inadvertently, I had chosen...
Like, she sounds dumb, right? Like, if this girl came up to you, like, to pitch you an idea, you'd be like, yeah, yeah, no, that sounds really good. I gotta go to the bathroom. And then you'd never come back. You would never come back to talk to her.
This career that muted me.
She's built like a power forward... Guaranteed single, guaranteed still trying to find herself type of girl. Don't need no man. Miserable at home. Girl bosses for the win. Her own voice stinks. Yeah, you don't need to find your own voice. It's full of vocal fries and bark.
Put me in a box? Okay, no. And And that was something I'd so feared about working a corporate job. And
yet- No, you can't work a job. You're not intelligent. You never tried to work. I love these people who are just like, I just couldn't. I tried and I just couldn't. It's like, I mean, as if they were all lining up, I'm sure. All the big money movers and shakers down on Wall Street, they all wanted her. Every investment bank was after her. Goldman Sachs probably sent her a gold leaf letter going, your name, Thack, our name, Thack. It was meant to be. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, it had found me in my other job, too.
Have you been putting the Thacks in Goldman Sachs since 1945?
So that was pretty rude. But at the same time, because I...
Yeah, it's Elle Woods. Somebody said earlier it's Elle Woods. But Elle Woods, you know, the thing about the movie Legally Blonde is she eventually, like, did buckle down and study and apply herself and come through by learning and becoming a good lawyer. That is what happened in Legally Blonde. This dumb bitch started a blonde... She literally started, like, I'm a financial... expert. It's like, no, you aren't. You admitted that you got popular because you went viral. You're not an expert on shit. You can't count. You know, like, remember in kindergarten when you used to have to cut out the pennies and nickels and dimes to practice money changing? I don't think she could do that. She thinks Wall Street is knowing Excel and wearing blazers. She said that. She's like, how am I going to get a job at an investment bank? I don't wear blazers. I don't know Excel. It's like, okay. You know, it makes no sense. It's like being, it's be, like going, I can't work in an ice cream place. I don't even know what temperature ice cream is. It's like, well, we can take care of that on day one.
I was working for these entertainment bigwigs.
We'll get you a blazer. Do you think that's what's really holding you back there, brains?
I was now being faced with the financial.
Right. And Elwood's was hot. Elwood's was smoking hot. When she put on a suit, she looked like she belonged in a law firm. This woman looks like a crazy nut. You know, she literally looks like Jeff Green's wife in Curb Your Enthusiasm. She's covered in leopard print. She's loud. She's dumb. She's walking around wagging her finger at everybody, not really listening, but thinking she's smarter than everyone. Right, right, right. Honey, marry somebody rich and let them worry about the finances. That's the problem, too. She'll never marry like a rich, successful guy because they'll see right through her bullshit. Imagine her sitting down with like an actual investment banker or the real bridge and tunnel crowd, you know, like they'd eat her alive. She doesn't know jack shit. she doesn't know anything about anything. We're halfway through this presentation. She hasn't proven she knows the first thing about money. Yeah. Susie Essman. I mean, it really is just shit.
Decisions of any full-time employee. So, you know, like, what's a 401k? I don't know. They're asking me my first day, 401k Roth IRA. You want to take out some money from your salary every month, put it into savings automatically? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I was a film studies major. Okay? It's not clear to me.
But you said your dream was to be in finance, but you never could because dumb.
So I did what any self-respecting millennial would do. I mean, I'm Gen Z, but you guys are millennial. And I went on YouTube.
So she's younger than the crowd she's talking to. She looks retarded. Imagine how dumb she looks to this crowd. I mean, she looks dumb to us. These are like finance students at Georgetown. They're actually going to do what she's talking about.
And much to my chagrin, what did I find? It was horrifying, truly horrifying. 12-minute long videos of these like men with their back turned to the camera, just like not even connecting with the audience. How dare they? Like, and being so boring, and the information was just impossible to understand.
I mean, she's literally making women look like stupid cunts. This is insane. She's literally saying what we were laughing about earlier. There's no content out for me. It's too hard to understand. She's like, so I'm trying to learn about finance, and I pull up videos on YouTube that want to teach me about finance, and it's men writing things on boards, and who can even understand it? They have their back to me. They're not even engaging me. I don't even know what kind of shoes they're wearing or where they got that belt. I mean, look more like a stupid bitch. Look more like a dumb cunt. Like, this is what makes women look dumb. You know, I mean, there's so many smart women in our chat room who like have jobs and work. These bitches make you look stupid as fuck. So her thing is like, and they were like talking about numbers and finance and like supply and demand and selling and aggregates and stock portfolios and diversifying and puts and calls. I don't know what any of that means. I don't know what any of that means. So I got myself a print blazer and started a website. And I show off great deals on bags. Yeah, that's a different creature, honey. Like, nobody who wants to learn about finance is turning on your content, Mrs. Dow Jones. Shouldn't Mrs. Dow Jones understand the Dow Jones a little bit? You know? I have a feeling this bitch doesn't know a Dow Jones from a NASDAQ. I have a feeling this bitch doesn't know anything about anything, okay? She just sits around and S's her P's all day. S and P's are, fuck. But this does make her sound dumb as shit. It was all men, just numbers and things, and who can follow it all? I'm just a stupid girl. So I invented girl math. This is what we're about to hear, right? It was all men trying to teach me things about finance, and I was like, who needs to know that? Leave that for the men. Us girls just want to have fun and know where the good bags are on sale. Am I right, ladies? So I started Girl Finance over here at Finance is Fun for Girls, where we sit around all day and just talk about bags. Like, this is going to be bad.
And it was just the whole thing. Not even connecting with the audience. How dare they? Like, and being so boring. And the information was just impossible to understand. And it was just the whole thing was horrible. And, you know, I'm going to take it there. Because I was not the only one who was struggling to grasp these concepts.
No, women everywhere were having trouble following.
The U.S. adult financial literacy rate is at
Dow Jones, NASDAQ, my pussy and my crack. Yes, that's a good one.
57%. Okay, think about that.
What was it? U.S. adult financial literacy level is at 57%. That means hers is like 20.
57%. Okay, think about that.
How about that? How about that? Cash me outside.
44% of Americans would rather talk about death, politics, religion.
Again, this is all fluff. She's not proving she knows anything. This is just like, did you know I'm not the only one who doesn't know anything about finance? Good night.
Than personal finance. I wanted to live in a world where you could put your credit score on Hinge.
You can. You can put anything you want in your dating profile. So, good premise, I guess.
And also, no one...
Oh, she liked... That one got a few laughs from the women, so she's, like, basking in it.
Where you could put your credit score on Hinge.
One breath she just did. Watch her take another big one. Yeah.
And also, no one was saving for retirement. And I was just like, okay, you guys realize Florida is waiting for us.
Hold on. Now she's like, and by the way, nobody was saving for retirement. Earlier, they asked you if you wanted to put money in a 401k and save money for retirement. And you go, who knows? I don't know. I don't know what any of that means. That was like literally less than a minute ago. And now you're yelling at people for not saving for retirement? You don't know what a 401k is.
And no one cares. No one cares. The gap between the rich and the poor is only widening, and financial literacy is one of the factors that separates the haves from the have-nots.
She practiced that little finger wave. Did you see how she stopped herself to do it?
It is one of the factors that separates the haves from the have-nots. Also, can we just talk about the fact that our financial futures are our literal futures?
We're three quarters the way through this, and she's not said a word of anything that'll help anyone. She's just reading out, like, facts.
Like, if you don't save for retirement, then you'll literally just have to work until you die. Like, it's just, it's that obvious. So, it's important stuff.
Did you guys know that if you don't have money to retire, do you'll just have to literally keep working? Did you guys know? Did you guys know? Hit the like button. Did you guys know that if you run out of money, you have to work to get more money? Hello? I can't. This is not made up.
Like, if you don't save for retirement, then you'll literally just have to work until you die.
Like, if you don't save money for retirement, like, you literally just have to work until you die. Like, did you know that?
Like, it's just, it's that obvious. So, it's important stuff. Yes, I started an Instagram page called Finance is Cool, which then developed into Mrs. Dow Jones, as a way to sort of remedy this major gap in the content space and also to teach myself.
There was no content out there that was not teaching anyone anything. All the content I could find on financial help was like giving tips and teaching people how finance worked and understanding interest and savings and retirement. There was nothing just fun where women were holding up shoes and visiting Japan. And that's what when I look for finance content, I want Japan, shoes, bags, prints, Japan.
I had obviously no audience when I started. But like, what's up, guys? Yes.
And you're almost back down to no audience now. Weird. It's almost like everyone came over to the pig trough where you were serving up slop, had a taste of it, and went, oh, this bitch can't cook. Let's go over here to Applebee's.
100K strong. That's what's good.
I mean, it's not. Again, at some point when you have 100K and no one's watching your videos, it looks bad. It looks bad. It looks like the Joey C Network.
And even though there was a huge learning curve for me, it didn't matter. I was hooked. I felt so inspired by my new financial knowledge. Like, literally, I was at brunch talking about EBITDA with the same pizzazz I had once reserved for talking about Gigi Hadid.
So, you know that's true. She just dropped EBITDA. Earnings before interest, taxes, deductibles, and amortization. Look, I'm not here to teach you finances. I don't need to go over it with you, okay? That's not what this show's about. The point is, you know she learned three things and annoyed her friends ad nauseum every weekend at Jacob's Pickle.
You know, suddenly a store closing on my...
Jokes for New York City people who know Jacob's Pickle.
My block. It wasn't just sad. It was the end of brick and mortar.
This is all she does, by the way, on this account. It's memes. Buy Cloach. Don't fly it. You can just cut 12,000 jobs. General Electric. So these are the memes she's putting on her page. This is what made her a financial expert.
And yes. Oh, and then I also discovered blockchain and cryptos, and I like sort of became like Gordon Gekko. Like I mean,
she doesn't know anything about any of this stuff. I'll tell you this, and I same drum I beat on everybody since 2013. You should be, go get a Coinbase account and buy Bitcoin every week. Thank me when you're rich. Thank me when you're rich. I mean, $10. I mean, not, skip a super chat here and go invest in yourself. Set up a Coinbase account and every week, every month, buy $10 of Bitcoin. You can set it up an auto recurring buy, just like she taught you. That's my financial tip. I'm not kidding. You'll be rich. You're welcome. If ask how many people I've made rich who have listened to me since 2013, tell them that. And by the way, I do it. Every week I buy Bitcoin. Every week. You should be too. There's your advice. And then I learned about crypto, and I'm basically Gordon Gekko, you guys.
I honestly was in so many Telegram groups, like blowing up my phone, trading altcoins, setting alarms in the middle of the night so I could trade on the Chinese markets. Like, I took it a little far, but I was really, really, really excited, and I felt like I had this new lease on life.
You don't. You don't know anything.
I sort of felt like,
She's the kind of chick who gets into day trading and loses it all, and then she's like, okay, now I got it. And then goes and borrows another $100,000 and loses that. And then she's like, well, now I really understand day trading. Like, she'll keep losing all that money over and over and over and over again. Lucas says, tell me about the blockchain, bitch. This retard has as much crypto knowledge as Mersh.
Have I stumbled upon a secret?
No.
Is finance cool? Is business interesting? I didn't know that.
I'm not kidding you. This woman deserves to be ridiculed nonstop on every social media channel she has. Every person you get to not sign up for her horse shit, you're saving that person money. She knows she's like, oh my God. It reminds me of my MBA class. You know, a lot of my MBA coursework we had to do in small groups, you know, it was like project work. And I had these two Asian girls in one of my groups, and this is around 2000. And both of them didn't have email addresses. Now we're in the information technology corridor of an MBA. You know, we're in IT, doing IT coursework. I think this is a Java programming project. You get an email address by just going to the university. You know, just being registered at school, I think you get an email address. Doesn't that just come with school? You know, but back at the time, anybody could have Hotmail or Gmail even was like starting to come out, I think. I mean, they had Gmails. They just didn't want to give it to you. No. This wasn't like a flirting thing. This was like they didn't have a way to like share coursework. And they were idiots. They didn't know anything about anything. And basically, like, all the portions, we assigned them portions of the project that we knew we would also have to double up on and do. And then we didn't include any of their stuff in the final deliverables. Like, they were just idiots. Just fucking morons. So she's literally giving a presentation to Georgetown business students. And she's like, is finance cool? Is business interesting? I didn't know that. But I'm into it, and I'm basically Gordon Gekko. I'm in a lot of Telegram groups. I read a lot of literature. I learned about blockchain and cryptos. So I'm pretty into it. Like, that really is what she's kind of talking like.
Was demystifying this culture, like, secretly what I was born to do? Like,
it's like, but she's not demystifying anything. She hasn't demystified anything. This dumb bitch.
Okay, having a purpose. I see you. Because while I may never have fit in at a big bank, making content about the world of finance could not have felt more right.
And that really sums it up. She makes content. She doesn't know anything about finance. She's a dumb, lost soul. I'm so sick of these lost people who make it to their mid-30s and don't know where they belong, don't know what they're doing. She couldn't cut it as a comic. She couldn't cut it as a writer. She couldn't cut it as a PA. And now she thinks she's a content creator / financial guru. And by the way, this is 3 years ago. It's not going well. Again, this chick is poor, and all these channels are now dying because they have no traction again. So what's next, Hales? What's next?
Oh, and I didn't even tell you the best part yet.
Oh, and I didn't even tell you that. Yeah,
well, like, I sort of did, but it was in a jokey way. But, like,
she talks like a retard. Adults don't find this interesting. She has never grown up. Oh, and, like, guess what? I didn't even tell you, like, the best part. Well, like, I kind of did, but, like, in a jokey way. So now I'm going to tell you in, like, a serious way. It's like, you gotta grow up, honey. Like, you sound fucking retarded. Barrister 1401, thank you for ruining my morning whack off showing this hideous count. Ugh. She looks gross.
She started to grow an audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it happened, and it was amazing. And I.
So now she's bragging about hitting 20,000 followers, 40,000 followers.
I was filling a need just by being myself, and it just felt really great because I finally had purpose and was really interested in what I was doing, and it just felt right. When you know, you know. So that's my end. Just want to take a second right now, you guys. If you have a cell phone, iPhone, Droid, you know, maybe you have a tablet. Take it out. Don't be shy. I know usually during these things, you got to put your phones away. Not today. Not in this TED Talk. Take it out. Throw me a follow. It's not nothing to be embarrassed. We're friends now. I'm going to see you all in my DMs. I know it.
So she's given them nothing. She's offered them nothing. There's not been an iota of interesting information or tips or not even anything that's come out of her mouth that's proven she understands the financial world in any capacity.
I respond. I know how many people are in here. I better see those follows. Yes, but that's...
This is the same desperation she had doing stand-up, by the way. And again, everybody who's new and just tuning in, she was on NLO in 2016. It went just as well as you can imagine. The chat ate her alive, and it changed my policy. I don't keep the live chat room where guests can see it anymore because of her. So if you're in the overdose, again, check it out. NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose. Watch the full show with Haley Sacks that I did with her in 2016. And again, and then... just recapping for the people who are joining us. Then I did a writing course at UCB in New York City, and she was there on the first day, and she walked out when she saw me. 10 people there, so it was very awkward. She had to stand up, walk out of the room, and withdraw from the class because I was in it. She couldn't handle it because she had such a bad NLO appearance. November 25th, 2015. Yep, right before she became Miss Dow Jones, the financial guru we've all come to know and ugh.
Not my point. My point is...
Get to it.
Play into what makes you different. Okay? You don't need to be a buttoned up corporate type to...
Not understand it.
You know, add value. And you also don't need to be a comedian. You really...
Trust me, I couldn't fit into either one of those worlds. So now I don't do either. And I pretend to do both.
Really just need to be yourself. And that will make anything that you do feel meaningful. And also, you never really know what will change
your... Her voice is shaking.
Your life... Like,
she's a graduate of the Peg Bundy School of Fashion.
You could be right now. You could be watching this YouTube video, this TED Talk right now, having the same thoughts that.
So this is what she does. You know, these are stock memes, financial memes. This is her expertise. This is her content. If you follow her on Instagram, this is what you'll see. How does this help you get rich? It doesn't. She doesn't understand how to get rich. But memes.
That I had when I was watching that weird man explain 401ks. You never know what's going to change your life. So just keep your eyes open. And I would love to stay and chat, but I actually, Jerome Powell and I were having lunch. So I have to run, but I love you all. And please follow and remember, finance is cool. Stay rich, bitch. And follow your dreams because they're the only thing that's worth following except for me.
So she's a nightmare. And my inbox is now getting intel. Hold on. Here we go. This is nuts. This might be true. Says, not a fan of doxing, but I thought I'd share. Obviously, keep private for your eyes only. Well, that's not going to happen. Haley Sacks lives with her father. Haley Sacks lives with her 66-year-old dad on Park Avenue on the Upper East Side of New York City in a very, very, very nice place with Elizabeth and Haley. They all live in this house together. And she don't pay for shit. So she has definitely made it. She's definitely fooled everybody. Hold on, here comes another one. Check this out. Her dad is a whale. Major Goldman Sachs chap. Douglas Sachs of Goldman Sachs. Different spelling on the last name. Buys condo. $12 million condo is where they live on the Upper East Side. So Haley lives with her dad in a $12 million condo. When you know, you know. She's never had to worry about money. She's never had to worry about money, and now she's teaching you about money. I got to go have lunch with Jerome Powell. She wouldn't know what the fuck. It's like when stupid April tried to teach us about the Fed, the Federal Reserve. It's like, okay, okay, Abe, teach us about the Federal Reserve. All of her fucking videos are gross, but she hasn't posted any in a month. Hold on. What's this one?
What's up, rich people? It's me, Haley, aka Mrs. Dow Jones. And in this video, we're gonna learn how to invest with just $100 a month using four easy steps. But before we jump in, I wanna make sure you're signed up for Mrs. Dow Jones's diary. It's my free weekly newsletter, and we have 70,000.
Can somebody sign up for her weekly diary so we can get an idea of what kind of smut she's pumping out to these idiots? More coming in about Haley. Oh, no. I suggest you look at her dad. He's a billionaire. Billionaire. She's a trust fund baby. You should have married her. You are way off track with this one. She is indeed a moron and super definitely super annoying. Just definitely not a poor. Check out the links I sent in her prior emails. Okay, that's it. So she's rich. We're way off Bay, she's very, very poor. So she's very well off, and she's a billionaire. And by the way, that's not, you know, her dad being a it doesn't even matter. Her name is Haley. What a white person name. Come on, she's trying to tell you how to get rich, you idiots.
Readers, so sign up using the link below. Okay,
now it must suck to look like her and she's gonna be very wealthy one day, because she looks like you can't make this woman look wealthy. She just looks like poor ethnic trash. She looks like a Russian chick who wouldn't have made the auditions for a strip club or a you know, like a sister wife from some sort of you know, like if you went to Utah and they had the Mormons there and they had the young sister wives from the prophet. That's what she looks like. Only without the plain attractiveness. She's got that stark, gross Like, you walk in on a room with her, you lose your appetite. Kafer says, I'll make her hate me and leave me alone. It's easy. Russian chicks are hot. Not this one. Not this one. How am I supposed to get hard when you keep showing that hideous beast? Oh, come on. You know you like it. Don't pretend you don't like it. You like it. You like
it. Let's get into it. So most people think that in order to invest in the stock market, you already have to be rich. I definitely thought that was true.
Most people think that to invest in the stock market, you already have to be rich. She said, I definitely thought that was true. Your dad's an investment banker billionaire. No, you didn't. And if you did, you're retarded and you need to get offline. You're in a lot of danger if you're that dumb. You've given out passwords. You guaranteed you're running malware. I thought you had to be rich to invest in the stock market. My dad's an investment banker.
I also thought that if you bought a stock, it meant that you like had clout at that company. Like I fully thought if you bought a share of Starbucks, it meant that you were entitled to extra whip on your Frappuccino.
She literally thought if she owned a share of Starbucks stock, she was entitled to extra whip on her Frappuccino. And she said, literally, I literally thought.
But none of that is true. You don't need to be rich to start investing, but you do need to start investing if you want to be rich. Because becoming rich isn't about how much you make, it's about how much you keep and are therefore able to invest into the stock market. It's really a habit in not overspending and then putting that money towards future you. And if you're like, Haley, sounds great, but I do not have $100 a month. Yes, you do. You do.
Wow. Take that, pores. You don't have $100 a month to give to NLO? You do. You do.
You do. Trust me.
Trust me. I've seen your drawers. You have it, you stupid fucking idiot.
You can find $100 a month. Take a week off from buying matcha lemonade. Stop online shopping. Eat at home for once. Sell something. Strip. I don't care.
Live with your dad. Whatever you have to do. Figure it out.
But trust me, you have $100 a month, or you have the ability to make $100 a month. You can do this. And just to get your panties wet and you feeling motivated, if you invest $100 a month and it compounds annually and returns 8% a year, you'll have $18,500 in 10 years, $56,400 in 20 years, and $150,000 in 30 years.
Wait, do that announcer voice again?
$100 a month, maybe.
Hold on, I gotta hear it again, that big announcer voice.
Maybe, because we want those tax advantages. That if front or Betterment account invested in funds that trust the rules.
Why did it skip?
Like, why is it my money growing? It's and the real power to do now. Be about the and you want to get up to six. So the employer and their
it skipped forward so much.
Now over 3 years to put over. Now do you see why investors $500 in 10 years, $56,400.
Here goes, watch.
In 20 years and $150,000.
And $150,000. Do it again one more time, Al.
$1,400 in 20 years. And $150,000.
Oof.
In 30 years. Now do you see why investing is the greatest? And by the way, these numbers are only going to go up if you put away more money. But let's just start with that $100 first. And then eventually we'll work to get those contributions up. Or alternatively, you could spend that $100 every month.
Spend that $100? Hey, have you ever spent that $100? Did you spend that $100 yet? She sounds wealthy. Hello.
Hey, it's Goro. I just wanted to say that I would have sex with this woman. And when she did that announcer voice hand gesture, I wish it was my penis that she was holding in front of her mouth.
Well, we don't need to try to control your male nonsense. Do you understand how insane you sound? I really, you know, feel for women sometimes. It's like, no one asked. A woman shows up on the screen and every man just has to go like, I would. I'd fuck her. It's like, well, she'll be thrilled to know. She is going to be bubbling. Rick's Wings and Rings member for 4 months. Imagine your financial advisor asking if you want to get your panties. Oh, God. Too good. Too good. She's really dumb. Anyway, she's got a lot of videos. I'd love to comb through her videos. not pubes. Get real. So you're saying last night they had a bad time over at Steel Toe? 1,000 views after a day. Oof. Ah! I forgot they were metal. Let's skip to the end and see the begging. When do they do it? Oh, here they go. Okay. Oh, no, I can't. Oh, they're making fun of black people. Hold on.
To the old Steel Toe. Oh, not 230. That was the original.
Stop calling it the old Steel Toe all the time. It's like...
one. My bad. 175 away from tonight's goal. I tell you what. Look, I'm not going to... We do it.
Hit the like button, you weirdos.
Obviously not going to knock this out with the size audience we have tonight. You guys get to one.
So now he just says we're not going to knock this out with the size audience. Just real quick, somebody made a great point about this. A week ago, let's not forget, a week and a half ago, we covered it on this show. Aaron's on live with April going, this isn't sustainable. We've got to figure out something else. We can't keep asking for money. This is not a long-term viable model. The show's not growing, you know, all that kind of stuff. We got to get back to terrestrial, whatever pays the bills. This isn't working, yada, yada, yada. Friday, their Rumble-only show, 1,200 live concurrent viewers. The biggest audience Steel Toe has ever had live, he said online. 1,200, Rumble-only. Do you know how you know that's bullshit? They're not Rumble-only every day. So it's weird that when you're Rumble and YouTube, you have less viewers than if you're Rumble only. Weird. And your subscribers and YouTube views are going steadily down. Very, very soon, the Steel Toe Morning Show will get less than 2,000 views per show. That's really on the way. They've been under 3,000 for months. Very soon, it'll be under 2,000. Very soon, the evening show, the Steel Toe Evening Show, under 1,000. They struggle to hit 1,000 now for the Steel Toe Evening Show. The Steel Toe Evening Show struggles to get 150 live viewers. The Steel Toe Morning Show struggles to hit 300 on YouTube. But they want you to believe that when they go YouTube only or Rumble only, the biggest numbers they've ever done, 1,200 consecutive live viewers. Okay. I don't know why you're not on Rumble every day and only Rumble. Oh, wait, they're not real viewers, and it doesn't translate into any real money. Right.
100, and part of what I got today, I'll throw it towards Steel Toe. I'll cover my own goal the rest of the way. This was a snake bit show from Jump Street. Goal wise, it started off really good and then it just died off. So 175.
This show, how does the show start off right goal wise? Guys, this show today, the Nobody Likes Onion show this morning, we're trying to make $900. So I'm starting the show off right goal wise. Don't blame me. I set the goal high. So I set it right goal wise. Now it's your job to make it happen money wise. Because goal-wise, it's awesome. I set up a great goal. What does goal-wise mean?
Five away. We'll do a quick hitter story here, and then we'll play the music and rattle the offering plate and see if I can rob Peter to pay Paul to get it down far enough.
You know what you need is a tin can to rattle, too.
Yeah, I pretty much should at this point.
Do you guys see less and less April? Less and less April. No, I think things are going great over there. They're definitely not fighting every day.
With rags on. Nick R. says, I'll donate if you shut this operation down.
Also, you know, the more April doesn't do shows and Aaron hangs out with male friends, the more he'll start writing April. Like, April's a drag. I really would have more fun doing this show without April. I could go back to crushing random pussy at Stoney's every night.
No, Nick, I know you'd love that. But I'm not going to do it. I will ride this rotten, sinking, disgusting ship of the embers of my fucking what could have been career until I'm fucking broke and have to go get a job. How's that, Nick? You're get away. You're not going to get away with it that easy. You're not going to get rid of me by me just being ashamed of myself and leaving.
No, you
you're
going to
watch me crash and burn and wreck and fire and brimst. It's going to be a lot uglier than this, Nick. Are you kidding me? One night of not hitting the goal after the last two shows, I've begged and pleaded like this to just barely get up. No. If I beg and plead and go, please, 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 I fucking suck, give me money, and we hit the goal, I go, well, that was a success. I don't have any shame anymore. I fucked my career up big time. I don't have any shame. So you're not going to get off so easy with me just quitting. You're going to watch me crash and burn and fucking die.
And he's going to be here watching every episode.
And you're going to be watching every single part
of it. He's not going anywhere.
Legendary Side Effect says Chandler will come to save the day. You can't expect Chandler to do that. He's fucking saved our ass twice this week, I think.
Damn.
Jesus. You gotta just knock out this one.
Jesus. Holy shit. You know, you try not to hate Chandler, but come on. It was, it's Wednesday night. He saved our ass twice this week already. It's like, so Monday and Tuesday? And you're like, he can't do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, too.
75. Let's fire up the music. Let's see if we can do this.
Oh. Fire up the music. I'm sorry. This is the most cringe thing you ever do in your life. Twice a day. And if they do the thing on credit, then they have to circle back and do it another time in the bonus hour.
Been watching that for years, you sick fuck. I don't know what that means. Oh, is that my buddy, Nick? Oh, no, we had a boxing match in our friend's basement. That's different. If that's my buddy, Nick, that would be great. Yeah, all right. Let's beg for money and knock this thing out.
Yeah.
$5 from Yule Gibbons. Now, the way this works, since Nick's new around here, we either knock out that goal of 170 and we do an extra half hour of program, or we miss the goal of 170 and we just cut her off at in the next 6 minutes here.
Yeah.
There we go. Someone says,
don't threaten me with a good time.
At least Matt seems happy.
I am happy.
Matt's very happy.
Always happy.
All right, there's the links in the chat. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants over on Rumble here.
I'm the happiest asshole you'll ever meet.
Midland Armory says, don't forget about Challengers and Durangos for the cars they could have been.
There we go.
The Real Super Seth says, when keeping it real goes wrong. There we go. Nick R says, beg, you dumb fuck, beg. All right, I have to time you out for a little bit because you're killing my vibe. I'm already fucking up tonight. I've already got nobody watching the show this evening, and we're not making any fucking money. So I got to time you out. You're killing my self-esteem. 70 away. Yule Gibbons says, tell you what, how much do you want for the steel toe ashtray? I'm not there yet. All right, take it easy. I'm not there yet. It's just, it's a bad night. It happens. It's not sell the ashtray, for Christ's sake. All right, guys, we got about...
We're not that desperate. We're not donkey lips yet.
4.5 minutes to go before MSO can declare that he kicked our ass and got a win.
How long until this MSO guy stops playing this game every day? It's like you're all losers over there, dog.
Fuck MSO.
165 away. If we get down to 100, I'll take my sparring money and I'll donate to myself, which is...
You already said you would do that. You already said you would do that.
Gotta be one of the most pathetic moments in Steel Toe history, but it does knock out the goal. The personal money goes into the business part. Fucking A. 165 away. People are asking to buy pieces of the studio now that it's over. It's done. It's finished.
Selling out. How much is Shaka worth?
Oh, man. Nothing coming in. $4. Wasabista says...
This is bad. This is rough.
There's no April, no goal. Maybe that's it. The sex appeal is out. Now all the numbers are down and the stats are down.
The sex... Come on!
I'm not the draw
Where's
I thought I was.
Where's the sex appeal?
We need April. All right, guys. Streamlabs, PayPal.
I'm to show my tits.
All right. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, memberships, gifted memberships. Fill up this year off.
Did you guys remember? Venmo, PayPal, gifted memberships, stream elements. Walgreens rewards, Kohl's cash, Bitcoin, hair, just clumps of hair. Anyone? Wampum. Co-op hours. Anything.
Offering plate. Let's go, everybody. People are offering for the backdrop, the everything. Oh, just knock out this 160 or whatever the fuck it is at this point. And let's call it a successful night. We've knocked out every goal this week, and now this one shit the bed hard. This was a real...
Is the song over?
XL sells a line. Blazers, office armor fine. Data's dancing line. Stage lights blinding bright. Words stumble, nerves taking flight. TED Talk, silent night.
What the fuck? Joey C is British?
Oh, we got to restart the music. And now this one.
So now they have to play the music twice. I love that.
And shit the bed hard. This was a real bum. Oh, we got to restart the music.
Yeah, you do.
All right, one more run with the music, then it's over. Uh-oh. 3 minutes to go. Steel Toe going out of business sale, says Skeezy. Yeah, here we are. 165 away from getting it. Who's going to chip in? Who's going to be part of the solution here? MSO says, I almost feel bad. Almost. Yeah, this is a kick in the fucking dick tonight. This has been the biggest L we've taken in a long time.
They say that all the time, but they miss goals every week. Every week they pretend like they don't miss goals. Every week. It's like 50-50 at this point, guys. Like, don't pretend like, wow, this one's crazy. I can't believe we're not hitting a goal.
Biggest L in a long... It doesn't have to be. You guys can jump in anytime. And
did you guys know you're allowed to pay us at any time? You can just hand over money? Did you guys know that? We just take money at any given time. You can just hand us money. Maybe we didn't make that clear.
Save my miserable ass. 2.5 minutes away...
Yeah, Cheddar wants me to push my tits up. They're not really there.
Beloved Cheddar wants me to push my tits up. Look at these two. Look what they're doing. Holy shit.
Looks like I'll go ahead and...
It's not happening.
Maybe get to prep the show a little early today. I don't know. We got plenty of content for you, plenty of stories to get to.
We'd love to do it, but I guess we can't because you guys won't give.
Fill up this here offering plate. I'm shaking it at you pathetically for the next minute and 15 or 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Come on.
He does it like a retarded kid, too. He's like, look at the plate I got.
Literally nothing during even the
PA Cheddar. Matt didn't get wasted. I have to fucking drive. I can't.
Okay. With the shouting, it's begging time.
What was that? What was that little correction? Does he have kids asleep? Is April asleep? Is he not allowed to shout? Why is he not allowed to shout in his own home now? Did you see that little correction? Almost like a Caesar Milan. Okay, with the shouting. Okay.
Literally nothing during even the...
PA Cheddar. Matt didn't get wasted. I have to fucking drive. I can't
get... Okay, with the shouting.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's begging time. I'm getting my fucking ass kicked this.
Ooh.
With the shouting, it's begging time.
Listen, I have to fucking drive.
Look at this. Watch his face. Watch Mooby get cereal.
I can't
with the shouting, it's begging time.
Fucking drive. I can't
with the shouting, it's begging time.
I have to fucking drive. I can't
with the shouting. It's begging time.
I have to fucking drive. I can't.
With the shouting. It's begging time. I'm getting my fucking ass kicked this evening.
I'm trying to
165 away. Off we go, guys. Here we go. Here it is.
How is Mooby the alpha of all his friends? How is Mooby the guy, you know, Mooby snaps at Corey. Mooby snaps at April, movie snaps at Matt, movie snaps at Johnny Crunchman. It's like, how is he the alpha with his little wispy wrists twirling his little plate around?
This is all we got left, and even the begging segment has been shit tonight. Oh, boy, if you hate Steel Toe and you watch this show just to watch us bomb and fail, you are killing it tonight. You are doing very well. I even said if you got to 100...
I mean, imagine having a contingent so large of people rooting against you that you have to dress them. Ah, all the people who watch us to watch us eat shit are gonna love this.
I'd cover the rest. We're not even doing that. Show that butthole, says Nathan, throws us 10 bucks. A pity 10 bucks for sure. Thank you very much, buddy. 155 away from tonight's goal. Fucking disaster on the old Steel Toe. 1 minute and 20 seconds left. Do we have a miracle coming in?
No.
Probably not. 155 to go. Technically, if you guys get 55... April says, why are we not knocking this out for them? Well, one thing's for sure. You just earned a lot of job security, April. I tell you that much. Holy shit.
Yeah. April's upstairs. Why are you guys not knocking it out for them? April, type that in the chat. Why are we not knocking this out for them? That's what April typed. Why are we not knocking this out for them? Why are we not knocking this out for them? Holy shit. The delusion. We? Holy shit. I mean, they really just like, help us, guys. We all pitch in. We make the goal. We do it.
April, you don't get to go hunting on Wednesdays.
Biden crime family being a whale and throwing me 50 bucks for my pathetic ass. Thank you very much. 105, Wayne Chambers with 10 bucks says, not making the goal, but you're still number one to me and gay. 100 bucks away from tonight's goal. Can we do it without me hitting the goal for us and I can just throw it towards tomorrow? Or are we going to be done here in 30 seconds? 100 bucks away. Legendary Side Effect says people are donating still. Don't leave them out. I'm not leaving them out. Don't worry. Ran Out of Thoughts says I got 5 on it. Yeah. Thank you, buddy. 95 away from tonight's goal. Will a miracle happen? I don't know, but we at least we got under 100. It's not the biggest L we've taken in a long time anymore. 10 seconds to go. 9, 8, 7, 6... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now we'll check all the refresh.
That was a fucking...
So now this is how your show has to end. They set up their show so it ends like this. Every day.
Ass raping. Matt Field says, take my 100 from the VIP. What?
What?
What are you talking about? Did you win a VIP this week? And no, take your money. Don't give it back to us. You know who I never see donate? That April chick, says Climate Abortion. Skeezy says, ouch, my bank account, 85 away from knocking it out tonight. Thank you very much. Gazpacho Jones with 5 bucks says, dang old looking.
Gazpacho Jones. That's like one of the ones you guys make up. Gazpacho Jones.
Dang old looking for a pretty little lady to be my baby mama. Tell you what. There you go. 80 bucks away from tonight's goal. I got to finish hitting refresh and all this shit here as a few late ones come in. Like I said, if you don't like our show, tonight was the night for you.
Serial killer. We all talked about Chad's football show. I saw 7 viewers after 1 hour. And I saw it peak at 11. You're claiming he had 12 viewers? It sounds like bullshit. I never saw it go over 11, but I saw Chad mostly have 7. I remember it was stark for me because there were 4 people on screen and 7 watching, including me. So I was like, whoa.
Fucking guys.
Another night I'm on. Cool.
All right. I'm throwing 100 from the check today in, so we're 20 into tomorrow morning's goal.
Wow. Somehow he just made it an excess. Not only did they hit the goal, but they have it for tomorrow now. So he just won again, I think.
Here we go. I'll take the money I didn't expect to see today.
There you go.
And I'll give it to the show. We'll do a half hour.
Who gets it when you give it to the show, you stupid fuck? Guys, I want to thank you all for your super chats today. We didn't make enough donated to the show category, so I'll be taking some of those super chats, moving it over to the show, and I'll be moving some of my personal money over to the I have a lot of accounts, and we're going to be moving that money. I guess Steel Toe will have to get paid out of the Aaron Imholt, and then Steel Toe will pay Aaron Imholt from the Aaron Imholt money that got given to Steel. What?
Of overtime.
All right.
How's that? Everything else you guys throw in tonight goes towards tomorrow's fucking pathetic e-begging shit show goal. All these shows I'm starting to think are right about me.
Yes. Yes. The day I did an hour and 20 minutes, we made $900 in that hour. Like, that's why I felt bad. I was like, but that's because we do a bad show and people don't pay attention over here. So
I really am.
Oh, yeah?
Like, it show's pathetic. And it's like, well, no, the show's not pathetic. The show itself is actually very, very funny. It's very good. It's better than all of your shows. The way it's funded is truly pathetic. It really is just, I mean.
How would that work? His show is better and it's amazing and it's truly better than all of our shows, but just can't figure out how to make any money. We definitely do the best. Look, there's some indisputable facts. We definitely do the best show. The show is hilarious. I mean, April's a talent. I'm amazing. Just can't figure out how to make money or get people into it. We're losing listeners. We're losing money. Subscribers are down. But we do the funniest, best show. So even Matt sitting there going, right.
It's open and it's very honest. Like, it's remarkably honest. Like, here's what we need. Here's what it is.
Yeah.
The show itself is fantastic. But the way it has to be funded is supremely pathetic.
I mean, that doesn't even make any sense on any sort of logical plane. Hello? Hello? We're not interested. Tell your dad about it, okay? Because we don't need that over here. Lance, which is probably a lie, says if you Google Aaron's business filings, everything registered through Secretary of State pops up. They gave him a money laundering score of 4.57. Scoring a zero would mean they have no suspicion. Is your aunt in charge of that, you old sack of shit?
Yule Gibbons with $10. All right. Thank you very much, buddy. I'll add that to tomorrow. There we go. Thanks, pal. Let's get into some things after that very dramatic quasi-defeat. Steven with $5. Thank you very much, buddy. You guys really do like to wait till the last fucking minute I'm about to put a fucking rope around.
Mr. Panhandler, do you think Aaron actually believes his show is better than NLO? And your show sucks. No way he's that delusional. Yeah, that's a good point.
You really
do. I like to see you squirm.
Kip Smith says, I'll be watching this clip later. Oh, you sure will. I'm sure a lot of hater channels will be clipping this. They'll be clipping tonight. They love to clip the losses and they love to clip me, looking bad. And I got to admit, they definitely got a W tonight.
The wins are just as good because you gloat and gloat and gloat. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just, it's all good either way because it's full of delusion on both sides.
Right. That's for sure. Theodore Roosevelt says, I was going to donate, but ammo is expensive. Damn Taco Bell. Oh, that.
Oh.
sorry to hear about that. What's going on? Oh, April's here to give
more
me
morale.
April's here to.
She came down to kiss him on the forehead, and said, "For morale. For morale.
Help morale for the evening." Did we get you? Yeah, we did.
Do you have enough for a Tesla? I mean, I can get a Tesla if I want. I don't think I want a Tesla. I the only Tesla I really want is a Model X, but I'm not going to spend $100,000 on a car. I'm just not. It's hard enough for me to pull the trigger on this $50,000 Kia. Like, that's giving me agita.
Get Yule Gibbons with the $10. He says, looks amongst pores in disgust. Well, look, we're doing a shitload of shows. That's
the
issue.
Poor and disgusting.
I can't believe that's not fixing it. We're doing more and more shows. I don't understand why we're not making more and more money. It's like six Uncle Ricos a week and six MLCs a week. It's like, I thought every time we go live, we just make money. Why aren't we just making money every time we go live? I thought that's how it worked. We just go live and make money. We just go live and we make money. And we make money from going live. And the more we go live, the more money we make. And the more money we have and the money, more money we have and the more money we make. $50,000 Kia, you're getting ripped off. You don't know what cars cost. Oh, fuck. I am? The MSRP is a lie? Ah, shit. Fuck. I mean, you just don't know what cars cost. What car can you even begin to buy today for under 40K? It's not like a used pile of garbage. You can't. So, I love that everybody who's like not in the market, like last night a guy was like, you can't fit in a CRV, even though I drove around in one all day. So yeah, I guess if you say it, it makes it true. $50,000 Kia, somebody's getting ripped off. It's like, okay, I guess you know what I'm looking at and you know what it costs. So I guess you know. The Kia Palisade is at least 50K. None of you know what you're talking about. None of you know what the fuck you're talking about. Sorry. I mean, almost every fucking car you look at in any class is over 50 grand. DK, cars. She came down in her night shift construction detail orange vest and kissed him before leaving. Between this job at night and roofing all day, she might keep them afloat so movie can play radio. That's the other thing. It's like, by the way, 470 number, stop calling in. You're not getting on. We tried to let you talk. You couldn't figure it out. We're done. If you're calling from the 470 number, we're done. We've tried. You can't do it. Yeah, she came down and kissed him goodnight. Yeah, they should just get day jobs and do a night show, and then they'd actually be like making bank. $50,000 plus the $3,000 mandatory clear bra add-on. Yeah, I mean there's a million of those too. That brings it up to like 70 with all their markups and shit. I don't play that stuff, but why don't Aaron work? I mean, look, they fucked up their finances. So much, like, it's unreal. It's not even worth their marriage and their financial situation is a nightmare. It's really bad. You know what else is really bad? The end of the show. Oh no, go back and watch last night's if you want more. I'm going to bed. I've had enough of you people, and we're ending it here, and that's final.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Twould you be high on cigarettes?
Comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just
high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss, are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking that low point? It's the low point, not the reason.
What time did this show start?
To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold the family probably get arrested before they get down the road. A stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the